For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Guys, we're here in the studio. It is a packed, empty studio. There's supposed to be a bunch more people here. They're not here at this time. Nanny's on, I got vagina time, okay? She's running on vagina time, which show up whenever you want, and you're not going to say anything because I have a vagina. Joining me in studio is everybody's favorite human being on the planet, Jason Tebow.
Good morning, Pacoima.
Pacoima, we know you're listening, and we appreciate it. We got everybody's here. Johnny Woodward is on the iPad. Hey, Aaron, is there a way for us to get Johnny's iPad hooked to the television so when we look up shit, it will show up there? Okay, that's a yes from Aaron. And Brian Bill. Look who's late. No, over there, dude. Over there. You're in the fucking Gillette hot seat now.
This is the Gillette hot seat?
That's the Gillette hot seat. Sitting in the SeatGeek hot seat, welcome Gareth Reynolds. Where were you, Gareth?
I was walking around the facility with Al Madrigal.
Oh, so you were...
And I was talking a lot about Punch Drunk, a way to kind of build it out, make it a multimedia sort of platform, an app, a Punch Drunk app. So I'm sorry I'm late, and I'm trying to build this into a fucking empire, only to come in here and have you bitch slap me? Fuck you, Sam. Since when did you start liking the Raiders? I've heard of it.
I find all this hard to believe.
What? That, team.
Well, I bought a hook, line, sinker, but apparently we have a skeptic.
Well,
in the room.
Let's see. What did Madrigal have to say?
Yeah, what did he say?
He goes, no.
What? I believe it now.
Yeah, okay, he goes, no
it.
Way.
I believe it now.
Dad is not happy.
Last week, right before the episode, Sam had to get parking, so he's like, guys, get it going without me. I come in, and you know, Madrigal, he's just like, can you guys talk to Sam and have him just... All I need is 5 minutes without talking about black prostitutes and assholes, and I can get you guys advertising. Just a 5-minute window. So we all have a laugh about it. Sam comes in. He's like, sorry, I'm late, guys. It took me forever to find fucking parking. We sit down. Episode starts. He goes, guys, how about that Super Bowl? Those black prostitutes must just be getting sprayed down with baby batter in Houston.
Allegedly.
Didn't even know Al said that. Wasn't even doing it to throw him under the bus.
Allegedly.
You know in Houston.
Allegedly I did that.
Yeah.
Guys, we're, as always, our good friends Laughable are featuring us on their app. Download Laughable. Look up Punch Drunk. It's featured Jason Tebow and all the exciting stuff he has going on. Myself. The Fight Nanny is on, but I'm fine with that because she decided not to show up. But a lot of great things going on at our friends at Laughable. Download the app. Check it out. Get our stuff, our merch, our tour dates, everything at Laughable. So what's going on, bud? Every time I see you, you're taking exciting pictures in exciting places.
Yeah, I'm mainly only taking pictures and posting pictures now of exciting things in exciting places.
Yes.
So that's good to see that's working.
So what was wrong with that statement?
Nothing was wrong. Sammy.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I don't even know what it means.
We saw, you know, I saw you with a horse.
I really thought he was going to say whore. I was with a couple of horses. I met these two great horses.
No, were you? Okay, it was fun, dude. What's going on?
That was for the Goldbergs. I had a huge one-line scene on the Goldbergs.
Dude!
With two horses.
That's great!
Yeah, it's big. And a lot of people are saying that that character, the guy with the two horses,
yeah.
can be coming back all the time. Like, you can build a show around the guy
with
the two
horses.
Well,
it looked like you were from the 1800s, which is perfect for that show.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about doing the Goldbergs, like, back. What were they like in the 1800s?
Yeah,
what were the problems with the family like in the 1800s?
Yes.
There's nothing I'd like to have in my life more than be able to Google man with two horses and Gareth pops up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It took me, thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you
so
very
Gareth,
much.
Gareth, still reeling from the Green Bay Packers loss.
They did lose, right? That's confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed.
I will say this. This is what's... congratulations. We texted about this, but congratulations.
On what?
On beating the Packers.
On what? On what?
All right, he's tweeting. that's Sam's tweeting.
I'm looking for our running order of our show today.
It's very defensive.
We're very.
The Raiders should draft you for the defensive line, Sam, because you don't let anything get through.
We're through 3 minutes in, and we're like, we're out of content. Somebody tweet us something.
Sam's looking
about.
At the set list. Oh yeah, Black Horse. That's what I wanted to bring up.
Oh yeah, that's right. Prostitutes.
What was good about it was that it was a spanking from the beginning. So,
yeah.
And it was like once we fumbled. Once Ripkowski fumbled that ball in Atlanta, I was like, because the only thing we could do is score every time.
You want hope just fucked right out of you at the beginning.
Well, the Dallas game was amazing at the end. I mean, at the end, I was like, oh, thank God. But I was like, the old ticker can't take this like 2 weeks in a row, you know?
So
this one, nice that it was over quickly, because by the third quarter, I was like, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
This season is over.
Did you watch anywhere? Is there like a Green Bay Packer bar in Los Angeles?
I'm very nervous.
And Mexican Cholo Green Bay Packer fans?
Yes, me and the Cholos.
Odele, Aaron Rodgers!
Ripkowski fumbled, dude. He fucked us again, dude. that one I watched at home because I had a feeling... Nothing is worse than being in public.
Is it easier to watch it at home that way when you beat your girlfriend at the loss that nobody sees the domestic violence?
Sam, that's a softball. Of course it's better to beat your girlfriend at home than what?
Okay.
Yeah, it's way
just
better to beat her at home.
Yeah.
Just confirmation.
Because you're both comfortable.
First of all, the maker's mark is cheaper at home, and then, yeah, she's in her comfort zone.
Yep.
And that's like double abuse.
Yep. Not enough to drive her to her cage.
Yeah, so what if she doesn't feel safe at the Rustic Inn? If she doesn't feel safe at home, I'm in control.
Yeah.
You see
now,
what I'm saying?
Now, before the Packer games, do you look around at anything she might be able to grab to fight you off and you remove it from
bring it. Smash a vase over my head. I'm like a juiced mule. Can't stop me. It's going to take a shotgun to put me down. Dude, I love it. I love it.
I respect that.
Yeah,
dude. I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot.
Thank you, Sam.
So what have you been up to? You're touring a lot now? You're doing dates all over the place?
I run a website called Dates All Over the Place. We're touring.
You and Madrigal?
Me and Madrigal, yeah.
You
we're all over
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You and Dave?
Me and Dave do a podcast called The Dollop. And, we're taking it on tour.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's the tour with Dave? Is it fun? Does he let his guard down and just have some laughs? Is he doing a lot?
Yeah.
Does Dave do a lot of this with you on the road when you guys
lot
do
of
touring
that.
A lot of left pointing?
Well,
isn't
would, it true,
that
though,
would cause me to quit.
Isn't it true, though, that when you're, like, on the road with just one other guy, it just sort of swaps from, like, one guy, like, pretending to be gay with the other guy and the other guy playing the straight man? And that's basically what it is.
Oh, that's good.
But he's working a lot because he's got to write this shit. I don't have to do shit, so I'm walking around. But, he is fun. We
so
get
you
drunk.
So just pretty much got a gig. Where you show up, say retarded shit, right, and then you get the big bucks and all the glory.
Don't let the
Dave's
secret
in the boiler
out.
Room with a bunch of writers.
Yeah.
All interns are Dollop fans who have, like, little pictures of Gareth on the tramp stamps.
Yeah.
And they're just writing all the time, cranking out this content. And then at the end of the day, it's
I
just like you get all the glory.
15 minutes before, smoke a joint.
You get all
joint.
The chicks under 30.
I have the same exact gig without pay.
Right, yeah. No, so it's good. Well, you know, the pay comes.
Yeah, that's the only part.
That'll happen.
Oh, really?
That's what I was talking to Al about before he shut me down. And then Sam verbally abused me when I walked in here.
I didn't verbally abuse you. I didn't.
I haven't seen you.
So, Gareth,
in a while.
Are you up for any Oscars? Are you excited? Any of your roles?
I'm nominated for Fences.
Nice,
which is really nice.
Yeah. What was your role again?
I'm Wilson.
Oh, is that the gay black
No, that's the
butler?
Guy, the neighbor, who you can't see anything below the eyes.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And you're in black forehead, right? Because you just had to do that part?
That part. Only the forehead, but yeah, then you can see the white. The makeup department dropped the ball.
What
They're not nominated.
What is the rule on that, Aaron? Can we talk about blackface? Can you get our sponsors with blackface conversation? Perfect.
Oh, good. They've signed off. Okay, that's good. That's
perfect.
Good to know. Did they know they signed off on that?
Yeah, well, Aaron's an official mouthpiece, and he can say whatever he wants.
Oh, okay. Aaron, right. So if that's a problem, that falls on Aaron.
Aaron is the Sean Spicer of ATC. He just screams at the media.
If Sean Spicer was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Aaron's going through a
How great would
divorce.
That be to find out that Sean Spicer's been going through, like, an awful divorce?
You see video of him, like, 9 months ago, and he's like, oh, really? It's like Steve Simone.
Like, good to see you, buddy. Guy. All right, guys, thanks for coming by. And I was like, shut up, bitch. You're fake fucking news, bitch.
You're the whore. You're the whore.
Oh, my God.
Fake news. What, talk about it.
Garrett. Oh, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, right?
It's everywhere. Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good time in our country to figure out what's going on.
Perfect.
Because all the right information is getting to
Are
our
Are you
brains.
Still vegan, doing yoga, really?
Vegetarian,
all
do
that
yoga,
stuff.
Yeah, do all what that stuff.
What else
shit.
You got going on? You got lady?
Meth, a lot of meth.
A lot of meth.
Meth's a big player.
Meth is great.
Meth yoga's great. Moga?
Meth yoga.
It's great. I held a downward dog for 3 days.
Because you're trying to suck your own dick,
I was
right?
Trying, well, the truth is, I shouldn't call it downward dog. I was trying to suck my own dick.
Yeah.
But it was a yoga pose.
Boom.
And I was at home.
As long as your dick's not in your mouth, it's a yoga pose.
That's exactly right. And if your dick's in your mouth, great. Done with yoga.
Don't you get a black belt and get your own studio at that point?
Yeah.
If you actually suck your own dick?
You opened a place that was like, this is yoga that will get you to suck your own dick.
Wouldn't that be a great Disney movie about the meth head?
I don't know if they're going to sign off.
Who just wants to believe in himself, and the big thing is to suck his own dick. And then at the end, he's like, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Or there's like a genie that was like, you were sucking your dick the whole time. And he's like, oh, shit.
Have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live sketch with Will Ferrell where it's like a yoga class, but it's like his legs are like under the ground? You know what I mean? So it's almost like a dwarf on golf kind of thing.
Oh, like he's – oh, right. Okay, fake
and
legs.
And he finally gets his head in his lap.
And he sucks his dick.
And he's like – and he's – you don't see him sucking his own dick, but his head is just buried in his crotch. And all Will Ferrell keeps going is saying is like, finally, all the years have paid off. Oh, God, yeah. And it's just, it's so dumb looking. You know, everyone else is stretching and he's just fucking
blowing himself.
Mowing on his own
Wouldn't
snack.
Leave the house. Wouldn't leave the house. So let me ask you something. Should we announce the punchies now or later?
I mean, let's wait.
Oh, look who's on Black Vagina Time.
Oh, snap.
Huh?
Hi.
Please welcome to the show. Late. Probably pregnant, that's why. Please welcome Fight Nanny.
She's late for two.
Only takes her 90 minutes to get here now.
I know. I was always the first person here when it was at the
What was that?
I was the first person here.
No, sometimes me and Aaron would be looking for everybody.
Oh. In a weird way, you guys look like brother and sister. In
he
a weird
is
way.
My brother.
Yeah, we are.
So
we
weird.
Just didn't want you guys to know.
Yeah,
that's
we
perfect.
Didn't want
oh,
weird.
So the-
that's why we staggered our entrances. Because we live with mom and pa.
You guys left bunk
we
beds in the morning.
Out.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right. Be a half hour late, sis. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Should we?
Okay, let me. I think we should. Down.
Should we announce our punchies?
Yeah.
I say no.
Okay, I say no.
I say we keep say asking no. that every 10 minutes.
Okay.
Guys,
do it.
I can tell guys, I've missed a lot.
If you guys listen to our Patreon, we go down and we decide who's the punchies, what punchies to do, and we now have our list of 10 punchy awards that we will be not. We're going to have the award show in a month. So here are the categories. And the people who are nominated. Jason, would you like to do it or would you like me to do it?
Go for it, Sam.
Why don't I announce the award, you announce the nominees.
Oh, that's great. Just like the Oscars.
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same
Except
bill.
It's not 5
First
in the
award
morning.
Up, right. Caller of the Year.
Mickey Gall, Cousin Jeb, John Smith, bro, called 3 years ago. I don't know why he's
John
on this
Smith.
It's a lifetime achievement.
John Smith, bro.
Yeah.
I'll do it. You announce the award. I'll announce the nominees.
Oh, boy. We should get nominated
the
for best.
The Diaz brothers, James Winston's father, and drunk Blackhawk Katie.
I think Gay Jesus should be in that one,
I'm
too.
A little shocked.
Gay Jesus should be on there.
I mean, he's got a lot going on. But.
I talk, I guess he's not. He can't call today. Gay Jesus.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
why can't he call today?
I don't know. Don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
I know
if he is if he listens to this at a later time, I just
I
like
doubt
to
he's
say,
listening.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stop completely.
I think he's in China with Ari.
Oh.
So 100%.
So weird how he goes on the road.
Don't even expect it.
Yeah. It's weird that he goes on the road.
We need a theme song for Gay Jesus. Super Gay Jesus. He walks in water, doesn't need protection when he's doing anal, because he's Jesus.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, his dad hooked it up. What would you like, son? Well, Dad, it's about butt sex again. Oh, Jesus, you are.
Don't tell Madrigal. They don't want the fucking podcast police kicking the door in. I told you guys.
We're from Laughable. Put your hands on your goddamn head.
Yeah.
All right, you want to announce it? Okay.
Which one?
Next one.
Should I announce that Teeb's going to announce before you announce
yes,
it?
Yes. Okay.
Yep. And now with the next category, Jason Tebow.
Personality of the year. And here to announce who those are is Fight Nanny.
I love that Aaron is one of them. Aaron, Nanny, Teeb. Wait, why is it
you guys
Sam
have
on there?
No clue how to
or
announce
Ari.
It.
Why is it Sam on there?
I think it's pretty clear who the nominees are.
I know.
Or now, after knowing who the nominees are, you can deduce who they probably are.
Well, how do people vote for this?
Fat Man's nominated for.
By the way, names are getting added to the nominee list.
Whoa! Sam's there now.
He got announced like this, and the nominees are Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow, The Fight Nanny, Aaron, and Sam Tripoli.
I'll let you keep doing that.
Okay, go next one.
All right, and now to announce the category again, Jason Tebow.
This category is brought to you by SeatGeek. Hey, guys, go to SeatGeek, download the app, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off of your first ticket purchase. And the category is Guest of the Year. Here to announce that is Al Madrigal, everybody.
And the nominees are Mickey Gall. Gareth Reynolds!
Oh my god.
Theo Vaughn! Brody and Tate together! Sports Ban! Louis Gomez! Bert Kreischer! And Tom is not fat, Tom Segura!
That is a beast of a category.
Yeah, that is.
It's everybody that was on in the year.
Well, it's a little less emotional for me.
Guest
now.
Of the year is everybody that we had that year.
All the guests. Boy, didn't see this one coming.
I know. There's like one person that was a guest that isn't on there.
Then you win a punchy.
So the next one is Podcast of the Year, and what's going to happen is we want you guys to nominate. We're going to take calls at the end of the show, last 30 minutes. You will tell us what is your favorite episode, and we will nominate those, and those will be on the new website.
Thank you, Sam. Good toss. Best. And now with the announcement of the next category, Jason Tebow.
Guys, I lost my place. Let's just start it all over.
I am Jason Tebow.
Best bag of bets payoff.
The nominees are Pubeard.
That is the best.
Hitler mustache.
Abraham Lincoln.
Black cock t-shirt. Fart funnel and naked photo shoe. And those are your nominations.
All been you almost.
Is it? Oh,
Hitler, yes.
Except the naked photo shoe.
And yet you were left off of the personality of the year category after covering
yourself
in pubes and farts.
He doesn't handle it well. That's why.
Oh, shit.
All right, next one, Gary.
All right, and here he is announcing the category. You know him from the other categories. He's announced today on the show, Jason Tebow.
Hey, everybody. This next category is a personal favorite. I'm going to try not to get emotional when I bring this up, but person you miss most or in memoriam of on the show. We don't have any people nominated.
Yeah, like, Batman!
I think
Renee the Mexican! Yeah. Frank the Mexican!
All the Mexicans!
Ari should be in there.
Ari Shaffir! And we need one more. Who else is on the show?
You've been on this show now as much as Ari has in the last 2 years. So congratulations.
Well, listen,
it's Fat Man! Fat Man! Okay, you'll be writing those in. Renee the Mexican.
This is kind of pulling back the curtain in how the punchies are done.
Yeah.
You are seeing the meticulous process.
It's laborious.
It's unbelievable. It's good to see Sam in his element. another Mexican.
That's it. Okay, next up, next category.
All right, guys. This is a curveball. You know this guy from announcing such categories as Podcast of the Year, Best Bag of Bets Payoff, Person You Miss the Most, / In Memoriam, Best Melt... Nope, I'm getting ahead of myself. Give it up for Daniel Jimmy!
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here. It's an honor and privilege to be able to do this and do it live. So next category is blank, so I'm going to make one up.
Alrighty.
Least favorite thing that you don't... Oh, no, there is one.
Yeah.
Favorite studio. This is our 9th studio, and we've only done 7 episodes of
the
show.
Nominees the nominees are Toad Hop, the John Lovitz Club.
Oh, that's right.
What was the other studio?
Two All Things Comedy Studios.
No, what was the
Joint
one?
Studio.
The Joint Studio. The first All Things Comedy Studio. The second All Things Comedy Studio.
I missed the other All Things Comedy
Studio. Oh, shit.
It was a lot easier. It was a lot easier.
You mean the one where you were punctual?
Yeah.
Oh!
We all remember that.
That's why I missed
it. I told you over pancakes this morning. I was feeling spicy.
In defense of this new studio, which is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
This is a place where a lot of podcasts are going to be able to do a lot of, you know, video and things and get shows developed.
Yes. If you're listening out, we love it. We love it.
I wish all of those podcasts luck.
Yes. You guys, with all your downloads.
I like how Sam is shouting off mic about it, knowing Al's not going to listen to this.
Yeah. Well, he might be outside. You never know. He could be listening.
No, Big Al's watching. That's what
they say. You're his precious baby. He wants to make sure we're taking care of you.
Yeah, no, he
remember
said that.
Remember when I pushed you on a podcast for the first time? You remember that? And I was like, hey, come on. And
Sam, I love
now you've gone on to do great things. Next up!
All right. We're going to cut that tension with a knife in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But the punchies have to continue no matter what behind the scenes emotion are bubbling.
No you matter how much I owe Sam for my life and career.
Everyone here owes Sam.
Everyone ever.
Frank won the roast battle because of Sam.
Yeah!
I'm in the middle of announcing who's announcing. That's some fucking professionalism.
We don't
Jason Tebow.
Guys, first of all, big shout out to Sam Tripoli who made this moment happen.
Thank you.
We wouldn't even be doing the punchies if it wasn't for Sam. So blame him. Best meltdown.
Best meltdown. And the nominees are Brody Stevens walking out on Tate and Jason. Jason Tebow's life.
That was so funny.
The Brody one?
Sam Tripoli.
No, when you ran down the street.
I had to go pick you up.
Yeah.
In a car.
I know.
Ari just sat there by himself. By himself.
I was there. It was really awkward, though. But yours was really good, too. The Sheer Dog Name Meltdown.
Sheer Dog Name Meltdown.
That was my favorite.
That one
Sam
was good.
You can't do that.
What?
You can't influence the voters.
Uh-oh. Have you no professionalism?
Uh-oh.
These are the punchies.
Wait a minute. The sentence before this was both of you saying how great the mine was.
I know.
I didn't say that.
I did. I've been doing it the whole time. I want the fans to know how I feel.
Sam, Sheer Dog
Can we nominate the nomination announcements for something?
We should.
And finally,
Ari's podcast segment.
Ari Shaffir's bad reception, hang up, flip phone hang up in New York. And those are your nominees. Next up is going to be very controversial.
And here to announce it, Jason Tebow.
Favorite spoiler alert. Favorite thing that has been spoiled on this show. Nominees are My Suicide, Gareth's new love of a horse,
Two horses.
I got to think of which ones we did. Well, you'll know better than me.
Just go down your favorite
spoiler
shows.
Alert.
Yeah. Homeland.
You do Homeland. You do Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Stranger
Girls.
Things. Girls. Game of Thrones. What was
you
your
do
favorite?
Game of Thrones.
I haven't done Game of Thrones yet. It hasn't started.
You did it last year.
You did it last year.
I did?
Yeah, but you didn't do it all the time.
Oh, yes. Remember that. So those are your four nominees. Stranger Things, Homeland. Can we do two seasons of Homeland? Homeland last season, Homeland this season? Would you like that? Would that be better for you?
Sure.
Okay.
I still watched last week's episode of Girls after he ruined it, and it was exactly like he said, and I knew what was coming the whole time.
What, changing the channel?
No, he just literally spoils things. Has he done it yet?
Yeah.
He spoiled the whole episode of something. No, I still watch the whole thing.
And our final nomination
is going to be announced. And guys, it's tough that this is going to be the last category he'll be announcing because this guy has.
I bet we can think of 50 more.
I bet you. We got a little bit of time. Give it up for Jason Tebow.
This is a category near and dear to my heart. Athlete. And I'm willing to expand this into personality. Because there's four people in this room that I would not want this to happen with. Athlete you'd least like to walk in on boning your girlfriend.
And the nominees are Ezekiel Elliott, Francis Ngannou, that big black French dude in the UFC, Joel Embiid, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, and the final nominee is Cyborg.
I like Cyborg.
You can't do that.
I want everyone to vote what I like.
Wait a minute.
Wow. How patriotic of you.
That's an admission. I don't know.
How American.
We should get BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and you'll get $10 betting cash towards your first bet. I'm getting murdered in betting. I had $1,000. I'm now down to $200 because I've been betting so good.
What did you start in at?
I started in with a couple hundred, got up to $1,000,
mm-hmm.
and now it's back down to a couple hundred.
But I mean, are you still in the plus? Are you?
No, I'm barely like.
Like you started with $200, now you're back to $200.
Like $250.
Okay.
Now we should get BetDSI to make bets on these on who's gonna win.
Yeah, Vegas is Vegas.
Oh, it's a buzz.
Vegas is loving Frank the Mexican right now. The odds makers are really in his favor.
Dude, he went on to win the roast battle.
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah,
people who work with
you.
Me, good things happen.
Sam,
good things happen.
You know, I love
Tebow's
you.
Tebow's not dead. Yeah. Ah, he's working with me. He's not dead.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, that's tough.
Hey, but there's always hope.
There's always tomorrow.
I love that. How that's the everybody that works with me, good things happen. And Tebow's not dead.
Yeah.
20 years of work with me, the guy hasn't killed himself yet.
It's a
shining light.
Yeah. Dude, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. All right, so where are you going to be? Dates coming up?
I'm sure
you're all over the place.
I'm
hustling with
the
horses.
I'm with the horses all the time now.
That's all you do is horses?
I ride them to shows.
Where is it? Is it in the parking lot?
Where is it? There's two.
Well, where are they?
Man.
They're outside.
They weren't at the breakfast table eating pancakes with us.
Oh, here we go. She brings home tension to work. It's disgusting.
Don't I know it?
I will. You can go. The Dollop is going on tour. You can find out info at dolloppodcast.com. And we're going to...
Oh, that
Denver,
was available. I bought up all the dollop.
Great.
Wait, what?
Go on.
No. Sam, you have something.
Go.
No.
Where's the next one? Where's the next big one? The big one.
Denver.
All right, Tebow. You got a date out of the gates? You want me to do mine?
Is that all you got?
Apparently.
Oh. Well, no, you got more?
No, I'm good. Yeah. Oh, okay. Go to dolloppodcast.com.
Yeah, 2 years.
This Friday. My movie that I am in, Dying Laughing, premieres in Hollywood. If you're in Hollywood, go to my website. You can find out exactly where it is. They're doing two screenings all week at the theater in Hollywood. So come on. And if you're not, you don't live in L.A., you can buy it now on video on demand. They're doing a release in 25 states plus video on demand. It's called Dying Laughing. It's got Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, Jamie Foxx, Chris Rock, Sarah Silverman, you name it, plus Tripoli's in it a ton. So come on, go watch it. It's a really good movie. If you're a stand-up comic or you want to know what it's like to be a stand-up comic, watch this movie. It's called Dying Laughing. You can see the trailer on samtripoli.com, but it's this Friday. So, yeah. So, thank you, guys.
Guys, I'll be doing my puppet show called Show Me Where He Touched You at the Dunes Children's Theater in Long Beach, Michigan, all next summer. I've been waiting 2 days.
Quite a run.
I've been waiting 2 days to say that.
That's quite a run, though. You got a whole summer.
Let's see. And I'll be doing a week on and a week off at the Dutch Oven in Eureka, Russia. It's a big benefit show, I guess. I'm judging the big fart festival, and all the money goes to get windows put in there. Sounds like they need those pretty bad. I'm at the Improv Lab this Saturday, 8 o'clock, with Brian Holtzman, Elna Kerrigan, Jeff Richards, Theo Vaughn. And that's it. Consider it sucked. Oh, I'll be at the Amoeba Records watching Ryan Adams tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, nice. Hey, guys, my album is coming out. The Diabolical is available for pre-order right now. It's a two-disc CD. 1 hour of power. The second disc is called Friday Night Late Show, and it's just me battling hecklers for an hour. It's $9.99. It's available on iTunes. Pre-order now. So, hey, are you a big NBA fan at all? Do you like the NBA at
all? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What do you think about this Boogie Cousins trade? The Sacramento Kings just fleeced.
I don't know. I don't understand what the Kings deal. Like, it feels like they are never going to get it right.
Because
they handed George Karl the keys for too long. He kind of fucked that up. But then, it's ridiculous. It's great for the Pelicans.
Well,
all upside.
It's almost like they saved one franchise.
Yeah.
And let another one die. Like, they saved New Orleans because everyone's talking about Anthony Davis leaving that place. Yeah. Now they send this guy. And they had better offers. I know the Clippers offered the Kings Blake Griffin for Boogie Cousins.
So why do you think that's influenced by the NBA? Or you just think, because there's no way the Kings are like, hey, guys, come on, let's make the Hornets good. I feel bad for him. We both suck.
I don't know, man. Maybe. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
Well, I know
it's
Stern would. I mean, like when David Stern shut down the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers, that was probably the most influenced.
Well, the reason that happened was, one, it was a rape trade. Two, it was just after.
Not their words.
My
NBA,
words.
Right, okay.
It was a classic Laker rape trade.
Right.
Classic. That's what the Lakers used to do. Just go rape and pillage the rest of the teams. We'll give give us Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We'll give you a ham sandwich, okay?
Yeah. Right.
A ham sandwich.
And then the sandwich is gone. And like, man, remember Kareem? Shit. Damn it.
That's exactly.
It was a future sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to sandwich every year for the next 10 years. And your first breakfast.
Yeah. So that's what they do.
Yeah.
So the leg, I mean, like, so David Stern might have stepped in on this, but, I mean, do you know how much Boogie Cousins they say he might be making?
Well as, like, it's not like, teams have been trying to grab him for years.
Do you know how much he might make next year?
What?
He's available for?
What?
A year?
Yeah.
Per year?
Uh-huh.
Take a guess. How much?
Mm.
How much per year?
It's free. $20 million.
$40 million.
Oh, my God.
$40 million. Now, if your notion
That's insane.
That this guy's crazy, right? He's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is him crazy in a contract year. Imagine what happens when he gets 5 years guaranteed at $40 million.
But
what are you going to tell that guy?
You know what
and
I would
in
do?
New Orleans.
You know what I would do for $40 million? Anything. Name it.
Oh, man.
There's no limit.
Pube beard for the rest of your life. No question.
I'd eat pubes every day.
If you had a doctor next to you and he was like, he needs to get some protein, like you could get that. But outside of that, you only eat pubes.
Yeah. It would be pubes
for
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Isn't much of a life. Imagine going to work with your little lunch in your bag. You open it, you just pull out pubes and start eating.
What do you got, a roast beef sandwich?
Sandwich?
Nah, because I got all that money. I got to eat the pubes all day again.
You guys are fucking easy. That was an easy out. I was talking about like killing my mom.
Did you add it to peanut butter and stuff?
So you'd eat the peanut butter and make it go. Mom's dead body. I do a lot more than that.
With your pube beard.
I mean, yeah.
All right, great.
I'd eat my mom's pubes off her dead body. I'd chew them off.
You're disgusting.
He's a millionaire and an entrepreneur.
Oh, a million? I thought you said $40.
Oh, my God.
$40 million?
Oh,
oh God, yeah.
Cheap.
Jesus,
oh,
hell yeah.
Cheap.
I thought you said $40. I'm way in for $40 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
$40?
Yeah.
In. You just hear 40. We're willing to give you 40. Done, pal.
Yeah.
You got an American deal, sucker.
Just tell me what I gotta do.
Let me hit those pubes.
Yeah.
And I want it all in tens, Jack.
I know. None of this 220s. Who else is gonna break
the 20s? Nobody's gonna be breaking those 20s where I'm going.
I want them all in Harriet Tubman 20s. That's what I want. Yeah. Harriet Tubman 20s.
That's Harriet Tubman 20s?
Yeah, all two.
She's going on the 20.
Yeah.
That's
really
convenient, right around when money won't be worth anything.
Yeah, right when the government will be like, hey, we got to get rid of the 20. We actually use yen now. Anyway, we locked the doors. Good luck getting in, fucks.
Rubles.
Yeah.
The Lakers, supposedly, and I think this is why half the reason why Kupchak just got fired, Mitch Kupchak got fired, was that the Kings were asking for Brandon Ingram, and the Lakers wouldn't give him up.
Wow.
And you're like, why wouldn't – that's the dumbest thing ever. If all they want –
Kupchak was such a disaster.
He was a disaster.
It's crazy because you thought – yeah, I did think – a part of me was like, they must know what they're fucking doing. Like, he must know something.
He just – they never got that guy that was – here's the problem, right? Because you look at the Lakers and their history, like, oh, they got all these rookies, right? They got all these rookies and, you know, they just wanted to do
they're
great
young
things.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant both came into the league when the Lakers got a top three center of all time.
Right. Yeah.
Kareem and Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. They both came in, so they're like, I'll show you how I did as a rookie. You just had a fucking 7-foot monster with you.
Yeah,
the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
These kids came in nothing. You can't just come in. It's not skill. It's all like you got to learn how to play the NBA game. So these guys come in. It's a disaster. They can't get anybody to play for them because they have no clue how to find any talent. And it was just like – and nobody wanted to play with Kobe. Nobody wanted to play with Kobe. He's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, even beyond – like you just don't get shots. Like, he just shoots every – I mean, that's the thing. Like, even in his last game, it was great to see, like, that – but you're also like, I mean, he took so many shots.
I hate that guy.
Like, they didn't even really – you know, that's not going to be remembered. That he
do
was,
you
like,
know that 40%. Everybody on that Lakers team during that last game got a SAG voucher for being an extra? They got a SAG voucher. Right?
They had to pay union dues right after.
Like, I'm union!
You're in the Screen Actors Guild now.
Yeah, and Magic Johnson.
Don't talk, you're under fives.
Here's why I would hate Kobe Bryant walking in on Kobe Bryant banging my chick.
Okay.
Because it means she's a shitty judge of character.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with
a
black dick.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with that. It means you. It's like, you know, your girlfriend leaves you for a real douchebag, and you're like, you know what?
He is.
You never got me anyway.
He really is the biggest. Was the biggest douche.
Are you a Bucks fan?
Yeah,
I know you're
I mean,
that
I can't
team is
watch.
Good.
Yeah, they're good. I'm like very skeptical though because
that
they
kid
are,
they got
dude,
the Greek freak.
Dude, Giannis is unreal.
It's Giannis. Is that what you're going with?
Giannis.
It sounds like he has Hep C. What he got?
Giannis.
How do you say
Giannis?
His name?
I don't know. I just say the Greek freak.
Oh, well, that's easier.
He's like a genetic super freak.
Yeah, he's awesome. But like, right away, the first thing you think as a Bucks fan is, where is he going to go?
He just signed a fat deal with you guys.
I know. I understand. But it's still, you worry that this is temporary.
Remember when you guys had Glenn Robinson?
Dude, I was at when we had Sam Cassell, who looked like a Martian, Glenn Robinson.
Cassell does look like, he looks like one of those Martians in Gat Gat. What was that movie?
Wait, in
Mars
Attacks.
That's what he looked
dude,
like.
We went to a playoff game and made a sign that said, Sam Cassell is out of this world.
That's funny.
That's because he looks like – he really did look.
Glenn Robinson went to high school right near my high school, and we were in college at the same time when he was at Purdue.
Uh-huh.
So we used to go watch him play at Purdue. I always watch him, see him play in high school. So you kind of like – you know this guy, so you're kind of not a fan of his, but, you know, if you have a history with someone like that. So then he goes to Milwaukee, and I remember the owner of that team just talking about how, like, you're like, oh, well, where's he going to go once his contract's up? He goes – I want to be the first $100 million contract.
Who said that?
Glenn Robinson.
Yeah.
I want to be the first $100 million contract. And the owner of the Bucks goes, I paid $45 million for the team.
Yeah.
Like, you want twice of what I bought the franchise for. Like, bye.
The Milwaukee Robinson.
Have fun in Miami or wherever you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
But people get mad at the amount of money they make, and it's just like, that's how much it is. That's how much money they're making TV money, dude.
Well, it's it's a really hard argument to have because if you argue player salaries, you're just like, fuck the owners.
You're arguing about this guy maybe making, not you, but in general, making $40 million a year. Yeah. How much is his boss making?
Yeah, that's what Shaq said. Shaq's like, everybody wants to talk about.
Your Shaq is just a deeper Gabe Killian.
It's exactly what it is. Listen to both of them talk. Take away the stutter. Take away the stutter and make it deeper. It's Gabe Killian. 1,000,000%.
Thanks, everybody. Shaquille O'Neal.
That's Shaq. Gabe's just like,
I'm down $8,000.
But Shaq's like, everybody wants to talk shit about me getting a $100 million check. There's somebody that wrote me that check without batting an eye.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the owners do it, too. They're like, these player salaries are really, they're inflating a little much. You're like, oh, really? How's your oil bath shit face?
I know.
Honestly.
I know.
And here's the thing, like, a difference for NFL. Do you know the NFL owners don't have to show the NFL players their books?
Oh, that does not
surprise me. They do not have to show them books. What kind of world do we live in when you're in a multi-billion dollar thing and your employees don't get to know how much you're making?
Well, watch.
Ask the president.
Yeah, truly.
But ask the president.
Watch. I mean, if they start to lose money, they will start. Shit'll change, you know?
Who was I talking to yesterday? Was it you, Johnny, I was talking to? About how now that TV is dying, how's that going to affect pro sports?
Big time.
So it's like if those fat TV contracts out there, where's the money come from?
Well, the advantage you have with live sports or anything live that people are going to watch is you can still jam advertising down the throat throughout it.
Yes.
If
you go to Staples Center, anywhere your eye turns, there is an ad.
Oh yeah.
And there's
dude,
one for waste management.
They now have Kia on the fucking they're slowly.
That's good. What's going to happen?
Like, NASCAR is like the ultimate where you're like, what the fuck is going on? He's like, I am Home Depot. I won the race. You're like, what? What am I looking at?
I'm fine with it. Like Bellator, I love seeing all those MMA fighters with all these ads all because on the UFC they can't do it. That's why everybody's leaving the UFC going to Bellator. They're like, hey, dude, you can sell all the ads you fucking want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit, it's the same with podcast. I mean, it's like you know,
dude,
we all use advertisers as well. And if there were a shitload who, I mean, you know, even when you listen to Rogan, like that dude has a lot of fucking advertisers. It's hard to be like, nah, I don't want your money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people will skip, if they like something long enough, they'll stick around. But that's the problem
guess
NFL
how many
has.
Guess how many downloads that Alex Jones episode got?
Oh, God.
Take a guess.
90 million?
300.
No, 10 million.
10 million.
10?
That was way over.
Yeah,
I was worried about the DeMarcus Cousins contract.
You basically said the entire planet.
Yeah.
What, 7 billion?
So,
7.
I don't know.
They were in fucking the
Asia?
Kenya going,
I don't know. Asia?
Alex Jones.
That was
interdimensional
an amazing
fucking
podcast,
pedophiles.
Though. That was an amazing podcast.
It was great. Dude, Rogan got in trouble. Now Milo's in trouble for that stuff he said on Rogan's podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, dude, I think he pissed some people off. With Alex Jones at Pizzagate shit. But anyways, back to the NBA. Would you guys make any trades? Do you want the Bucks to make any trades? Do you follow enough to know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm aware of what trades are and trade deadlines and that players are getting traded in the NBA, yeah.
You guys need a point guard. You guys, like, if you guys could get Chris Paul, that team could win it all.
Well, yeah, but that's a tough get. I don't know. I kind of do like if we could keep who we have now, I would like to see them next year 100% healthy. But I agree. I mean, they definitely need.
They just need a point guard, dude. Yeah. They need a really good
kid. Can do it.
Kid can do it. Just
that's what I would do for sure. Start training. Yeah, just be like, look, I could be a top 20 point guard in the league still, probably.
There's a reason why he retired.
Why?
Because he's a dumpster
fading?
Fire.
Because why?
He's a dumpster fire, dude.
No.
But the back to the Kings, they got offered Blake Griffin. They offered a lot of deals, and they just didn't do it. And it's just like it blew up in their face. Now, I can understand wanting to get under it, but, man, you just crippled that franchise. They just opened a brand new arena.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah. They, but they... They are perennial. I mean, they really are. They are.
But you remember when Chris Webber was there? They were great.
And they were great.
Have you gigged
but
in
they
Sacramento?
Also,
have you gigged?
Yeah.
It is an awesome city.
Yeah.
It is so
a lot
underrated.
Of mattress stores.
A lot of mattress stores.
A lot of mattress stores.
A lot of meth. Some
they
of
build mattress stores inside mattress stores in Sacramento.
Yes.
I've
yes.
never seen as many
in
mattress
meth
stores.
In meth fucking.
Yeah, methress.
How
yes.
do you
That's
always know
store.
Where meth is?
Because
so
is,
interesting.
Dude.
He's big into mathematics.
Yes. Yes.
He's a mathematician.
It's
yeah,
good to know these
he
things.
It's good to know the bad areas.
He's got a degree in mathematics.
Did you watch the NBA All-Star game at all?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you like it? Did you not like it?
I did not. I mean, look, I like watching a dunk contest pretending to be a game, but I also, it's the same problem with the NFL Pro Bowl. It's like.
All of them.
You just want, like, you know, these guys
we
just.
We have a caller?
They don't even give a shit anymore. They really don't give a shit anymore. They don't play. They don't.
All of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And
no.
the NFL
and one, I'm like, please don't
the
get hurt.
The NFL one is, I mean.
Please don't get hurt. That's all I'm saying to myself yeah. when I'm watching that. I'm just like, well, God, don't anybody get hurt.
Speaking of healing, yeah. do we have a call right now? Do we have a call?
Hello, let's talk some sports, boys.
Wow, I thought that,
TV said he wasn't going
to. Surprise.
Welcome to the show. He is up for caller of the year. You probably knew this. You know all things. You're up for caller of the year. Please welcome to the show, Gay Jesus, everybody.
All right.
Let us celebrate the mystery of dancing.
Sure. Hi, Gay Jesus. Good to hear your voice, bud.
Is that Gareth?
Yes, it is Gareth. Yes, thank you, Gareth.
Gareth, I owe you an apology. I was going through some stuff at work, and I was calling you Gary, and I knew you didn't like it, uh-huh. and I'm sorry.
Well, that means a lot. I mean, that is that's very
Gay
nice.
Jesus, what are y'all going to? I'm going to stick with Gareth on this one. What kind of occupation are you having trouble?
What sort of menial task is the Son of God toiling?
Yeah,
in?
Just waiting tables in West Hollywood, trying to make ends meet.
you're tight on money.
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, Easter hasn't been like it used to be.
I thought you were saying you were making ends meet, like meat for buttholes and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's on the side. I mean, sometimes I get stuck cleaning a glory hole. Phil doesn't want to pull his weight.
Oh, God. Hey, Jesus, I had no idea. It was so seedy.
You know, Jesus says your waiter would be like, let me get a pitcher of water. It keeps coming back red wine every time.
Yeah, well, you got to make some tricks. Happen when you're waiting tables, and that's a double entendre, Gareth.
There he is. Thank you, Gay Jesus. And I'm glad you learned the name, and, you know, it's tough to hear that you're waiting tables and cleaning glory holes. And I mean, again, you are the Son of God.
By the
gay
way,
or straight,
what restaurant has glory holes in it that you're waiting tables and cleaning glory holes? That's got to be really weird. Like,
you haven't been to the burrito hole?
The Rage?
It's called Rage. Well, I'll tell you.
Have you ever been to Urethra?
No, it's actually Gareth. You were close to the first time. And no, I've never been to Rage.
Can I call you Urethra?
Whatever.
That is a funny idea for a gay restaurant where, like, hot dogs come through glory holes. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? You're like,
Urethra?
And it's blindfolded. Urethra? You got to suck it to figure out if it's food or cock.
Yeah, Urethra yeah. sounds like either a STD or a monster that Godzilla fought, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you remember when Godzilla fought Urethra? That was such a great episode.
He's my little Urethra Franklin. Hello.
Hello. Now, what kind of trouble, Gay Jesus? You said you've been going through a lot and having trouble at work. Well, are you being bullied? What's going on at your job at the Red?
There's a new manager named Tony, and he is just riding my ass. He's saying I'm doing things wrong, and I'm fraternizing with the customers.
Right.
So are you? I mean,
how
much?
Because I'm Gay Jesus doesn't mean I get special privileges.
Right.
Do you have? Yeah, just because you're the Son of God. Now, do you happen to do an impression of this, Tony?
What a drag. He's like, oh, you need to wait tables faster.
So
you're sort of, well, the part of, and I'm not even trying to take Tony's side here, Gay Jesus, but it sounds like part of the thing is that maybe you're spending a lot of time fraternizing with the customers, and maybe, I mean, are you waiting the tables as fast as you should be?
Sometimes you got to sit down with them, Gary, and really talk to them about their lives.
Oh, so you're sitting, okay, so you're eating the meals with them. It's sort of, I mean, again, I'm not devil's advocate.
Have you ever worked at a restaurant, Garifa?
It's Gareth and many. Yeah, I have.
Name one, Gareth.
I worked at the Highland House. I worked at Legal Seafoods. I mean, there's...
Ooh, I'll take the clam chowder. Thank you. Extra chunky.
So stupid.
No, I don't. I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you there right now?
No, I'm not. I was just gonna say I'm not at Legal Seafoods right now.
Why are we watching a highway right now?
I like this.
Well, beautiful.
It's soothing, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Soothing.
It is. Well, that's what we need. A goddamn movie going to distract us more. Let's have flashes of just crazy.
When I every time I hear Garifa, I want to hear Godzilla scream. Right.
So,
maybe that could be your new name on the road, Garifa.
No. if it comes with a sound effect, maybe. So are you doing better, Gay Jesus, than you? I mean, are you feeling?
Well, my dad's been tough on me. Straight Jesus is getting all the attention as usual.
Why are you both named Jesus? That's
strange.
So weird.
Well, because one's called straight and one's called gay. It's really the last name.
Were you born a gay baby? Was a gay baby?
He's God. Surely he knew, right, Gay Jesus?
Daddy's a big fan of George Foreman, and he liked how he named all his sons George, and so he got into the name Jesus, and the rest is history.
Do you guys have a sister?
We have a few. Let's not talk about them. Girls are yucky.
So family girls are also...
I agree.
Yeah, they're a big turn off, I guess.
Yeah, oh, Gareth, now you're speaking my language.
No, I'm not trying to engage in any sort of, I was just more asking. I'm not trying to
flirt.
Are
you single, Gareth?
I'm not trying to flirt with you. And whether I'm single or not.
Are you single?
I am, but whether or not I am shouldn't, you know, the point is I'm not, I like you a lot as a friend.
So make a date, but make a date with
no,
him.
No, I don't want to make a date. No, I'm not making a date
make
with him.
No, no days off.
He doesn't want to
no.
lead him
make
on.
Make a date. No days off. No.
Gareth, we'll start as friends and we'll go from there and we'll 69 later.
Yeah. See, but that makes me feel like you're not listening to the friends sort of portion of this.
No,
this...
friends do that all the time.
I
Come
agree.
On, Gareth.
You know,
Dude,
Gay
Gareth,
Jesus.
Gareth, do you like your dick sucked?
Well,
okay.
Not by a man.
Stop being homophobic, dude.
Do you like things in your mouth?
Yes.
Could be anything.
Depends what it is.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if we're playing hot dog or penis,
Stadium.
I'm not in. No,
yeah, that's
no.
a loaded question.
I think we're playing.
I think it's
loaded
very loaded.
Too, a loaded hot dog.
No, it's a loaded question.
It's not. When I swear it's not hot dog or penis. We are playing.
Excuse me, I'll take
boner.
The lobster biscuit table for.
I'm not at Legal Seafoods right now, Gay Jesus, and I don't think they have bisque. So,
have you ever had the lobster claw, Gareth? It's when a man sticks his hand in your ass and he does the claw motion.
Have you had that?
I've never had that. As a host of Legal Seafoods for almost 2 years, I never had a lobster claw.
Ooh, a host.
You were just hosting
there?
Yeah. I headlined eventually.
Hold on. You were just hosting there? Is that where they put the pretty girls? Why were you hosting?
What?
Don't
you,
have to
your
start
own question.
A host?
What?
He is pretty, but you have to start a host, and then you move up.
I've never
I
hosted. Later.
I no,
went I
hosted.
Straight
I wore
to
white
just...
gloves.
But you know what,
classy.
Tim? You make people's dreams happen every day. Of course you started out as a waiter.
Why did you get so talkative?
I didn't sleep much last night. That's the trick. No coffee and not much sleep.
Up all night.
I'm good.
You know what that means, Gay Jesus.
Somebody get her a nap and a coffee.
Hi, I'm here with a party of two.
No, Gay Jesus, I'm not at Legal Seafoods. I'm not going to see you.
You're going to get fired, Gareth?
Hold on. It was called Legal Seafood?
Yeah.
Like, what was it up against? Illegal Seafood?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is underage seafood?
Yeah, dolphin. Yeah.
Dolphin.
Ooh, underage meat. I want
no,
some of
Jesus,
that.
Come on.
Hey,
that's
Gay Jesus.
Illegal.
Now, we know about the crab claw. That sounds like a fun move. What's like four or five other moves you'd like to do to Gary?
No, it's actually Gareth. He has it.
My bad.
I'd like to do the bottlenose dolphin.
What's that?
That's where I decapitate a head off a dolphin and stick it up Gary's ass.
I'm definitely.
That sounds hot.
Definitely
that's
out on that.
Definitely not
that's
illegal somewhere, seafood.
No, that's illegal seafood for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, with your whole seafood background, that sounds perfect.
I don't have a hole for seafood.
What
just
else?
To be clear.
The Cosby, it's where I drug Gary and kill him.
Yeah, I call that the Pill Cosby.
On the lunch menu.
And kill him. I like that. I like the ending part of that.
The ending is what else? Dark, for sure.
What else
Gary,
we got?
Gary, do you know that I can take your life at the drop of a hat? You better be nice to me.
I am being nice to you, but you're also a waiter at Rage, so I'm not like that threatened. I mean, not that I'm trying to come up against
you. How are you going to take his life? Give him AIDS? What are you doing?
Yeah, how do you finish me?
That sounded weird. What is this gay phone sex? So how are you going to finish me?
You're going to finish me, gay Jesus.
I think I would start with some hepatitis B.
Uh-huh. Oh. Good. Nice way to kick the party off.
The fun strain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a case of shingles.
Ooh, yeah. I just heard about that.
This is getting punished. This is not cool.
And then Ebola, just for the finishing touch.
Ah, Jesus.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Nice little fire. It sounds like you're really going to be on the shitter a lot.
I mean, I guess maybe that's the desired effect, is to...
Yes!
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to get into theories too deep.
Come to my glory hole, Gareth!
No, yep. Jesus. I can't.
Come inside.
Gay Jesus, it can't be that hard for you to date. I mean, I'm surprised you're still single. You're a waiter at a restaurant that has glory holes. You're the son of God.
I think he gets lots of action, but you're like his goal.
Maybe he's looking for love.
When you're a son of a celebrity, it's hard. I'm in the shadow of straight Jesus. My father is God, so people don't want to meet him. I mean, talk about intimidation.
And you always want what you can't have. You're the pig that got away.
You know? I'd rather not be called a pig,
He calls women.
Maybe gay Jesus is looking for love. Are you looking for love, gay Jesus? And you
I'm
want
looking
love?
Looking for it in all the wrong places, and I want the after picture of Zach Galifianakis, a.k.a. Gareth.
Wow.
Well, I very very charming as usual, but you know, I
have my little cheese head. Let's root for the Packers together.
No. Yeah, you guys should do some packing.
No, I'm not falling for that.
Aaron Rodgers is one of us.
No, he's
yes, he is.
Weather. He is.
Okay.
He is.
Well, I support his.
Who's his girlfriend?
Olivia Munn.
Do you ever think about her pegging him in the ass? Because you know they do that.
Sam, I think about that often.
I see what people are doing in their bedrooms, and he loves it.
Well, good for him. You know, good for him, and good for you. Just for me, it's just not something that I'm into. So, you know, again, I want
to
keep this.
Come on.
No, Gages, I want to keep this as just a friendship that we have through.
We've never kissed a man.
I've never kissed a man, and I'm not going and. I'm
so
sure.
How do you know you don't like it, Gareth?
Yep.
That's a great question.
It's a great question. Have you ever kissed a woman, gay Jesus?
For years, I never ate caviar, and I said I hated it. Then I tried it, and I loved it.
Yes.
Well, it's not a bad point, I do feel like caviar and a penis inside my body are just going to be two different things.
Or a lobster claw or a dolphin head.
They're one and the same, Gareth.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, and I'm not...
That was kind of deep. He kind of got deep on that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you're great. I don't think we should meet up because I worry that if we do, no matter how earnest your intentions are, I feel like you're going to get Randy and you're going to try to do some stuff to me. And
who the hell's Randy? All he wants to do is shove a dolphin head up your ass.
I sense homophobia.
It's not homophobia. Yeah. I completely support you, gay Jesus.
How much do you support
Every
the gay community?
Every call is like Gary breaking
Prove
up with
it.
Me. I can't take this drama.
There's no drama. You're acting like there's drama when there's none. I'm being very clear.
I call him to talk sports and Gary's trying to break up with me.
No.
I have a shitty job. My car's breaking down.
What?
What kind of car are you driving?
Why are you driving a car? Can't you walk on water?
No, can't you just fly?
Are
you like Power Rangers? You can just fly?
It's called blending in with society. Hello.
Hello. You're taking on the plight of man to not stand out.
A lot of people would be shooting at Jesus if he was flying around in the air.
By the way, I heard there's a heretic at the Comedy Store who dresses up like my brother. That's got to stop.
Oh, yeah.
He does dress like your brother.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but again, I'm not.
He looks more like Jesus' uncle at this point.
Yeah.
He's much past the age of you, Jesus. He's more like creepy Uncle Jesus.
Like later in the night, he's like, can I borrow some money? You're like, oh, Uncle Jesus, come on, I'm down a little.
Uncle Jesus.
I invested in a farm and fell apart.
Let me rap to you about Amway.
So I started. What do you know about pyramid schemes? I mean insurance sales.
I know nothing. Awesome. Well, then get ready for this.
Perfect. Then I need $5,000. I'm your best friend.
Well, Gay Jesus, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it. And, you know, I would like to see you guys go out because I think it would be better for both of you.
No.
For your sanity, for Garrett's career.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, like, dude, how many times you wanted to be horse guy on the Goldbergs? You know,
he's going to fit into a lot of plot lines.
Okay. So it's like, I think if you went out with Gay Jesus, just heard his career plans for you, might work out.
Sam. And Gay Jesus, I think you're great, okay?
Thank you.
I think you're great. But I, unfortunately, don't think we should meet up because no matter what you're saying now, I feel like you're going to try to put a dolphin in me or, you know, make me play hot dog or dick.
If he can't change you, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. I say give him a chance. Let him just – you don't even have to suck a guy's dick.
Well, we're
just
saying totally different things.
Just let him tuck some cock in your mouth.
No, that's
– Just be my host.
Yeah.
No.
Just host his dick.
No, I'm not.
You should think about hosting his dick. No. That's not gay. It's called hosting.
Party and dick, table for
me. Sex with the Holy Ghost first.
Yep.
Try it out.
I feel like when you're done with me, I'll feel like a Holy Ghost, and I do not want to...
Emphasis on the whole, because it'll be spread open.
Just take do what Gay Jesus calls taking communion.
I'm not going to get on my knees and open my mouth and close my eyes.
Hey, Gay Jesus, real quick question. You're up for a punchy. Can you just give a quick one-minute pitch to our listeners on why you should be Caller of the Year?
If I win the punchy, which is a fifth trophy, I will use it to make Garrett see the light of becoming my boyfriend and my host for life. And a quick spoiler alert, because I'm omnipotent, Ari Shaffir is becoming a woman in Thailand. He will come back as Ariel.
I would welcome that.
We could use that on the show. We could really use that on the show. It will help our ratings.
It's sweeps week, so that's big.
Sweep week.
Well, great. Well, Gay Jesus, you know, I think we're going to have to put a pin in this and don't make some sort of you're going to put your pin in me sort of thing. You know, let's just keep this friends for now. And
Sounds like the door's cracked a little open.
For now. Yeah.
That's not for never.
I'm not saying we will never meet. I'm just saying right now for me. I don't think it's a good idea.
Wearing a gay bar T-shirt on his fucking. That's a gay bar T-shirt, right? Puddlers?
No.
It sounds like a gay bar, like Puddlers, Diddlers, Puddlers.
It's not. Look.
Meet him at Puddlers, the gay bar.
Yeah, meet me at Puddlers, Gay Jesus, and we'll get some clam chowder and we'll go from there.
All right, Gay Jesus, thanks for calling in, man. I hope you win the award.
Good luck at Rage.
I love you, Jesus. God. You should put like a bunch of clam chowder on his taint and eat it off.
I'm not gonna. Ew. No. I can't believe I started talking before the horrible ending.
Have you been to a concert lately?
Yeah, I went and saw Run the Jewels.
Oh, you went and saw? I was there too.
Oh yes, yeah, fucking.
How
awesome.
Good was that?
Dude, Fresh the
a Slave. Where'd you get your tickets?
I just bought them.
Oh, online. On what? Online?
Yeah.
You should try SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your betting needs, man. I bought mine on SeatGeek. I got the best tickets available.
No, hold on, Sam.
Yeah.
You're telling me that I should change it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about trying a new website.
No,
I already have the old one.
Just go download the app. Use Punch Drunk.
Wait a minute. There's an app, and all I have to do is put in the promo code Punch Drunk?
Yeah, you get 20% off.
There's got to be a catch.
There's no catch. SeatGeek actually finds the best tickets available and present them to you. Use the promo code Punch Drunk. You'll get 20% off your first purchase.
$20 off.
$20. No, 20%, right?
$20.
$20.
Which one fucking is it before I make the goddamn jump?
$20. We're all going to see UCLA. We're going to go see a UCLA game.
Oh, I can get you on the campus. Oh, to see a game.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, I can walk you around the campus anytime. Oh, I love to
tour. Whoa, who's an insider?
I love to tour UCLA.
Is Puddlers there?
Yeah, Puddlers is next to Diddlers, and it's right there near Fudgers.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
I found a way to feel older than I had. We went to a USC football game, Ari, Sam, and I, a couple years ago. Never felt so old.
Yeah.
Sat in the student section.
Oh, God.
Dude, you want to feel old?
I know.
When you realize that all these hot, like, 21-year-olds that you're twice their age,
and they're calling you mister? Yeah.
Sorry, mister. You're like, what, mister?
That's the thing you never understand when you're young is that, like, youth is an attractive quality. You're just like, I'm doing my thing. And then you get older, you're like, ugh.
Ari's like, look how smooth all their skin is.
You never, as a man, like, girls always complain. You don't understand. You get all the blah, blah, blah. It's like... as a man, you don't realize how powerful 20-year-old dick is until you don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, girls will let you do weird-ass shit to them. Well, now it's like I'm looking
And now you're, like, in the bar, like, having your own Planet Earth experience. Like, look at the young 20-year-old. So fertile. No idea what's ahead of him. Yeah, I'll have another Jameson.
Yeah, I know.
And do you have any friends for sale? No.
My brother just showed up at my house one day from Arizona with his dog in my little cottage house that I live in.
Yeah.
And he just brought his huge dog and a girl. And I'm like, okay. So he's just hanging out. So he hangs out. They sleep on the couch because we just had a giant big room.
Yeah.
So they leave. We talked to my brother last night. We're like, how old was she? Like 25. He goes, 18 years old.
Ew.
My brother is 40.
Wow.
He's like, you know, you love 18-year-old girls. I'm like, there's something just creepy.
Yeah, you can't. I mean,
truly.
I'm out. Yeah, I think, like, for sure, like, it's not crazy to be like, oh, she's super. But the idea of, like, yeah, we talk about stuff. Like, I always tell her about movies. She has no idea what they are. And
she's 18.
Kind of our relationship.
She literally has no clue what's going on in the world.
If you don't know who Alf is, I'm out.
You don't know who?
Alf.
If you're like, what's an elf? I'm like, see ya.
What's an elf? My God. Melmac, get out.
Melmac.
Get out.
Huh. Willie.
Cat lasagna.
Kidding.
I remember
dumb.
My brother, like, being so upset with me and Alf. Like, he would just be like, Alf again? And I'd be like, it's the greatest show of all time.
Yeah.
He's not from here.
Huh.
Look at Willie. He's freaking out again because he's cooking the cat.
I know.
Huh. And then only to know that the creator was on heroin the whole time. Like, gotta get these scripts out.
Was it?
Oh, fuck. Do you guys see Permanent Midnight?
That was the guy who...
What's his name? Jerry... Jerry Stahl. Yeah.
Stahl.
Who I met recently, and he's awesome. Yeah, but yeah, he the whole time, he's like, just fucking like... Alf is basically heroin.
Right?
Yeah.
See, you kids don't know shit!
Yeah.
You think your shows are good?
Yeah, dude. Try writing a show about a Martian while on junk.
Yeah.
Then call me, 20-year-old assholes.
Do you want to talk UFC or NFL? Which one do you want to talk about?
Wow. What's in the NFL right now?
Well, there's all the people getting either cut or traded. It's coming up. There's a lot of quarterback movement.
Romo.
Where will Romo go?
Garoppolo.
Where will Garoppolo go?
Garoppolo, they're calling that one.
Either. I'm fine.
Which one do you
either.
Want to talk about? It's Tebow's choice.
Early for NFL, like, moves. I'm excited for free agency. What do you guys need?
We need Eddie Lacy to not eat.
No shit.
We need...
No shit. He needs a timeout
for
the 7-Eleven
snack bar. We need to stop getting injured in our secondary. We have good depth there. I don't know. I would say, yeah. Because we won the Super Bowl with a pretty healthy defense. We had a lot of safety depth.
Are you happy with Eddie Lacy up until... He was done for the year.
No.
300 pounds. Were you not happy with him up to about 300 pounds?
No. I don't know what it is. Like, if you told me, lose 20 pounds and you're a millionaire, it would just be like, yeah, no fucking question.
This guy would stab his mother for fucking...
Gonna wear a pube beard and fuck his mom.
That's not true. I was gonna eat pubes every day and then chew my mom's pubes off her dead body for $40.
I think if we play it back, you also offered to have sex with the body. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
for $1 million?
You definitely did.
For $1 million, for sure.
Oh, that's when you thought it was $40.
For four? Oh, yeah. Kidding me? What's she gonna do? Call the cops? She's dead. I just chewed her pubes off. Of course I'm going to slap it in there.
And this is on trial, that's what he's saying?
Yeah, no, I know. What do you mean, Your Honor?
The stenographer's like, hold on, what the actual...
I came out of there, why can't I go back in?
I'm trying to crawl back in, it's science! As you're getting let out of the courtroom.
It's not like a pussy.
It's science, you motherfuckers!
I know.
Science will vindicate me in the future! Science will vindicate me in the future!
Where's my lawyer robot?
Bring my robot lawyer.
Lawyer robot. It's lawyer robot. Jason, your case is strong. You have chance to win.
I would take a plea deal.
It will be hard to defend what you did. The video footage is compelling.
I recommend death penalty. It's a parking ticket. Tell me you don't agree. Yeah,
I think
you're
my
right.
Robot lawyer's malfunctioning. He's trying to give me the death penalty for a parking ticket.
I know.
Kill Tebow. Bye, dogs.
I'm
dogs
suing them. Why am I getting the death penalty?
Throw him in the pen and let the pigs eat him.
I see a sitcom.
Let's get some junk, man.
Let's do some heroin.
Let's alf this up.
Let's write some shit.
Yeah.
Let's write some shit. Yeah.
Robot lawyer, but it's like Small Wonder robot lawyer. It's like really, really
Dude.
Shitty.
Okay, sorry. Real quick, I watched an episode of Small Wonder online within the last 2 months.
So did I.
And it is shocking.
I saw the pilot.
I might have seen the pilot, too.
Oh, is that the kid with the retard kid?
That's a tough one to answer.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. It's about a robot girl who, and like, dude,
who's
you forget
kind
so
of a
much.
Slave.
Who's a slave, and like the government is
so
trying
dumb.
To like find, it's
yeah.
very dark. I was like, this was on Saturday mornings?
Yeah, it was like a sitcom-ish
sitcom.
For kids.
So
it was
bad.
It was
the
really
kid,
bad.
Yeah, like the kid's like lifting weights. He's like, my biceps
and he's
are going to
so
get gay. Oh,
that
man.
Kid is gay.
That
as
is
fuck.
That is gay Jesus.
If that
territory.
Guy is straight, yeah, that's it right there.
Is, yeah. Look at her.
See that light bulb one's all right.
Yeah. she wasn't always bald. That takes a weird turn.
I wonder what she looks like now.
They're like that, I think.
Probably.
I think that's her now.
Oh, that's she had
she's the same
really
size. She looks
cancer.
The same age, but she's just bald.
She died of robot cancer.
That's true. So tough. The silent killer.
Tiffany Brissette.
Nobody talks about robot
Nobody talks
cancer.
About robot cancer.
No,
it's
no,
nice of him to bring it up.
It's
that
one of the top 10 killers of robots. Robot cancer, robot heart disease.
Yeah, RAIDS, robot AIDS.
Yeah, RAIDS. RAIDS is bad. Yeah. Rurpees.
Rurpees is bad. Yeah.
Rurpees is bad.
Yeah. Let's see what this chick looks like these days.
Tiffany Brissette. I like how I said this was going to be real quick, and here we are Googling.
I know. But what about it? So you were just saying you saw it.
It just
it was
is
horrible.
Really. It's
there
always
she is.
Like, you
she
know
obviously has trust issues now. She went through probably part of Pizzagate. She's probably upset.
She probably is at the point where she's like, I'm a robot now. And people are like, oh, God, full circle. She's like, I am a robot. Welcome to my ranch.
She does this move. Dude, I one time saw they were at a Super Bowl party. Gallagher was at the Super Bowl party.
That is a great start.
At the Comedy Store. So everyone's outside. You know, it's like at halftime, so everyone's outside on the patio smoking. It's pretty much daylight.
Right.
We're grilling out there. There's 40 people there. But Gallagher was there. And you know those TMZ and like Hollywood tour buses that keep going by?
Yeah, they go a normal speed, so there's not a lot of traffic behind them.
And then they stop at the Comedy Store and everyone takes pictures, double-decker bus. He was standing out on the sidewalk, and he would turn around, face his back to the bus, and he would go, hey, that's Gallagher over there. And then he would turn around like, oh, somebody just call my name. And then everyone would start taking pictures with him and get off the bus and take pictures with him. He did it three different times.
Hey, that's Gallagher over there.
Yeah, and everyone would look, and then he would turn around like, what? Oh, you caught me. It's me, Gallagher.
That guy again. Yeah. Always shouting from the bushes or wherever he is.
I wonder if she does that as a robot.
Oh, for sure. But, like, everyone's like, what did she say? Isn't that the girl from Small Wonder? Everyone's like, doo-doo-doo. Yeah. What the fuck did she say?
Oh, she shouldn't pay for her groceries.
What's Small Wonder? My buddy worked on that show, I'm with Busey.
Oh.
And he was having an argument with him on the street once. Big argument. And a bus drove by, and someone goes, hey, Nick Nolte. And he goes, hey, how are you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Just doesn't care at this point.
Yeah, he's like, I'm taking
it. I asked Gallagher, I go, if you could fucking go back to any concert you would ever want to go to ever in your life, what would it be that you've seen once?
Right.
And he goes, 1969 Led Zeppelin in Atlanta. I go, God damn, that's a fucking good concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would expect something. I mean, that's to see Zeppelin, and it's 1969 to see him.
Solid time to see
him. I go, who opened up for him? Do you remember? And he goes, shitload of acid, brother. That's the greatest answer you could possibly have said.
A shitload of acid.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Led Zeppelin? Greatest band ever or
Well,
thieves?
I mean, that's the problem. They wrote a lot of original stuff that's really good, and the song, you know, but there is total theft. So
yeah,
it's tough.
It's really, and you
like
tell
if you
people
the
that,
Beatles,
their heads explode.
Yeah.
No, Led Zeppelin, greatest ever. You're like, they sold a ton of shit.
And what's so weird is you're like, they didn't need to. At least it doesn't seem like it.
No, and
so
they weren't even creative with changing it. That's the
biggest
problem.
Oh,
like,
yeah, like...
some blues guy would be
like
Days Be Sad and Gone. And they'd be like,
Days Be Sad and Gone.
Yeah,
and you're like, what?
Like, mix it up,
I
dude.
Mean,
how,
have no, what, were you under a crunch?
Yeah.
We got to get this album done by 9.
I know.
That does the lyrics. Same lyrics. Same song.
Call it Dazed and Baffled. Come on. Move it on.
Move. Okay. House of the Holy's done. Get it out the goddamn door.
Move it on to 11 Years Gone.
Black dog singing in the dead of night.
Dead dog singing in the black of night. Hey, you can really do it with anything.
Mix it up, man.
Dead dog.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. What I mean, yeah, they still, yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, that whole riff was so obviously ripped. You remember they went to court and the people were like, nah, you didn't steal it. You're like, yeah, it was a complete ripoff. We just let juries of retards decide people's fates.
Yeah, well, look, we're every branch of our government is totally flawed and fucked.
Yeah.
Let alone a jury of your peers. I've been in multiple jury boxes, and it's like a race to get out of the jury box.
Yeah.
Like, this is not who you want. A bunch of people are like, man, this is fucking bullshit. Yeah. Whatever it takes to get out of here tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck him. That's bad. Fuck her. I don't know. Get me out of here. Have you tried to leave your parking garage?
When they ask you to do that, like, jury, you're like, okay. I'm like, I absolutely hate women. I don't think black people should vote. I think we should build a wall and send everybody that's not white over it. Like a big pile of trash where you're just throwing garbage into your neighbor's yard and you're like, I don't even see it anymore.
Also, I'll be at the Improv Lab this Saturday.
Yeah.
So. Fucking your show. I told you my story about what I got.
What, the Improv Lab?
Yeah,
what happened?
Man, I was crushing. Yeah. Man, they were in the palm of my hand.
Ten jokes. It's more than a joke a person.
Joke ahead.
You crunch the numbers.
I got thrown off of a jury once by literally saying, if I've told you this, I think. Oh, I got thrown off of a jury once. Like, it was crazy. But basically, I was in the courthouse all day waiting to go in. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not even going to get called, and I get to roll. They call me at the last minute. They have all of us in there. It's this trial about, like, these Korean people who are suing these other Korean people over, I'm not kidding, a
Can
Yellow
you tell
Pages
who's,
ad.
Who's suing who?
Oh, yeah, me for sure. I was like, thank you, Sun. No, and so I'm sitting in there and, like, time's wasting. I'm like, I don't. And she just basically, the judge is just basically like, all right, well, we got to adjourn for the day. So this is the jury. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's why I was on the jury. So I go home. I'm furious. Maybe the most angry I've ever been. I
Can
was
we
like,
see your angry face.
Dude,
how angry were you?
I was so.
I
was driving.
This is it.
I was driving. Yeah, this is basically it.
Yeah, I was like, you're so friendly.
I'm like, you go. God damn it. I was livid. So I come home. I'm talking to my buddy, and I'm telling him the specifics. And he goes, well, just go in tomorrow and just be like, you're totally racist, and you didn't feel comfortable saying it. And I was like, there's no. And then as the night was going on, because they were saying during the thing, they're like, it's probably going to take a month. There's going to be a ton of translation. So I was like, oh, shit. So the next morning, I write a letter. I call and the bailiff. I call early, and the bailiff's like, yo. And I was like, hey, bailiff, it's me yesterday. Forgot to tell the judge something. So he goes, write a letter, bring it in an hour early. So I write this letter that's just like, you know, I did at the time live in a building of all Korean people. So
and
I was
you
like,
hate them.
I hate it. Was a nightmare. They're everywhere.
So you're on the record saying you hate Koreans.
Well, I'm yes. If
let
you,
the record if, let the record show.
But I love Koreans.
Do I get to vote?
The problem was in my building, I loved them.
So, the men were assholes.
The men need to go. Yeah. And they will. Like the way Kim Jong-un just killed his half-brother. In the greatest kill.
In a crazy way.
The
craziest of ways.
So I go in there and I lie and I'm like, yeah, I'm racist. And
how do you say that?
I write this letter and I just think it's going to be me
and the judge.
Did
you go, me so racist?
I go, me no likey. No, I go, I'm in there.
Did you go, hey, is there any way both these plate faces can go to jail?
Sorry, give me the light whenever, Judge.
Yeah.
I'm razzing him. Come on. 10 jokes, 9 people, whatever. Move through this.
Yeah.
And so they lead me in before all the other jurors, and there's all the people who are, like, litigating and the defendants, and all the Asian people are there, and the judge.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the defense attorney, an Asian man, comes over, and he's like, so there's a problem with race in this trial? And I was like, oh, no. No. And I was like, yeah, I have a problem with Korean people. They broke into my car, and I don't trust them. And he was so, like, giving me an empathetic nod of, like, okay, well, that's tough for this trial, for sure. And then the judge is like, well, do you think you could serve? And I'm like, I am just, like, so overwhelmed by this moment that I start getting teary-eyed because I'm just so full of it, you know? And I'm just like, I don't think that I can. And it kills me. And she's like, all right, well, you know, get out of here. And then so as I'm leaving, all the other people who are in the jury are, like, watching me leave, like, what did you just fucking do, Houdini?
Yeah.
And I was out of there. Man, I was as happy. That was the happiest
I've
ever.
So you're saying here on the show that, you know, sometimes racism is good.
Look,
for people.
He's always been saying that.
I was acting. I booked the part of me in a jury. and I had to write and act my way out.
Oh, man. So, children, if you're listening, racism is good, according to Uncle Gareth.
But the way that Kim Jong-un killed his brother is
unbelievable.
Insane.
And that poor girl thought she was on a TV show?
Dude, she did it to
she
poor
people. She thought
she
was on, like, impractical jokers.
And she was on what's that sci-fi one? Scare tactics. She was on Scare Tactics without the reveal.
Right.
Like,
and she was out. She's like, oh, I do this. This is funny. But then he's like, oh. And she's like,
he was dead by the time he got to the hospital. Like, the second she smeared or sprayed whatever she did on him.
Like, sprayed him in the face with, like, a water bottle filled with poison.
You've been pranked forever.
They're like, great, walk up to this guy and spray him in the face with this. It'll be funny. And she's like, all right, cool. And he's dead in, like, 3 minutes.
You're going to be on TV. Sir, we need you to sign a release. He's dead.
That guy has no problem killing anybody. Ironically enough, though, North Korea would be one of the number one places I think it would be incredibly interesting to go to.
Oh, dude. Well, if you could get the real tour.
That's what I mean.
If you get the real tour, it's like, going to be fascinating.
There's certain places where I'm like, you can't guarantee my safety.
That's definitely one of them.
Yeah, and there's parts of the Middle East where it's like,
yeah,
they hate us so much. They see our you're gone.
That's
goodbye.
One of the places I would least like to go.
But then they're like driving you and they're like, are you Sam Tripoli who did Believe in Yourself? Well, we love Believe in Yourself. Great album, man. Great album. Take the thing off his head.
I would not even be a cab driver if it wasn't for you.
Hey, pull over, pull over. Do the thing where the gay guys are going to stop the aliens. Come on.
Yeah.
Last line of defense. We know it. You do it.
Yes, now you do. Everybody run for
what
cover.
Is that King? That's when he dies?
No, this is footage of when she does the actual thing to him. It's pretty,
really?
Yeah.
Here's what I love.
Also the best.
Hey, before we show you a goddamn assassination, here's what's coming on this week on
that
Meet the Press.
Me up on YouTube. You ever like go on a Pizzagate video and then like,
nope.
Sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Unlimited lines. I was a child molested.
The worst.
And they made me eat dick.
The worst is if you're like, hey, let's see this.
There she is. She's like, hey, got you, stupid. You turned red immediately.
So she just ran up and sprayed him.
They told her to do it. She didn't even know what she was doing.
But she did it to, like, four other people before.
She thought it was a practical joke. They made it sound like, hey, go do this. It's a practical joke.
And then the last one, they were like, hey, we're going to change spray bottles. Use the red one.
Yep.
And it's smoking.
Like, why is there even a red bottle?
You know I'm going to go down for that joke anytime. Why is the red bottle even here?
Oh, God. That's one of my favorite ever of all time ever.
Oh, man.
Every now and then, lines will still go through my head on that, and that is
Honest to God, the only podcast...
Why is there even a red patch?
The only podcast I listen to really is the Big Three podcast, and there are times where I will not be listening to it, and I'll just be thinking about the premise of it, and I will start just laughing.
Yep.
Just like the fact... I can't. Anyway, if nobody's seen Windy City Heat, holy shit, get involved.
Yeah, it's top five all-time favorite movies.
When people are like... What's a funny movie I haven't seen? And you're like, I actually have the answer.
How many
to this
times
question.
Have you seen it?
Fuck. 100 times.
Probably.
Because I like to
60.
Show other people it.
Yep. And I laugh at certain things every fucking time.
When Barris throws the basketball into Perry's
right
face,
in the face.
And the plate knocks over,
yep.
And he calls it a perfect chess pass while they're playing the cast of Schindler's List 2.
Yeah.
The Nazis
versus the Jews in a basketball game with Globetrotter music.
And Barris just. Pegs him.
Yeah, man. Red bat, blue bat.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, let's rock this scene, man. Let's rock this scene. Yeah. We're going to rock this scene.
Okay, I can't stress this enough. The red bat.
Come on, guys. Let's do
made
this.
Made out of
let's
wood.
Do this.
Will really hurt
let's
you.
Let's do this, guys. Let's rock this. Let's
blue
rock
bat,
this scene.
Totally safe.
Come on.
Nothing bad. Blue bat, grab that. Do
Got
not
this.
Use the red bat. You will probably
let's do
kill
this.
Him.
Let's do this, guys. Let's do this.
Listen to him talk. Nah, man, we're ready. Why is there even a red bat? While he's duct tape and stapled to a chair and can't move. Why is there even a red bat?
Red bat.
Action! And he grabs the red bat right when he says action.
So
man.
Funny.
It's a gag in his mouth so he
so
can't
funny.
Shout and he's about to hit him with the bat.
And then they break for lunch and leave him in the dark
hey!
On the set.
Hey!
So fucking hello!
Hey, do you like the UFC? Are you a UFC guy?
I'm not a big UFC guy.
Why?
But
why
I love to
like
hear
it?
Men talk.
Why don't you like the UFC? Oh, is this
it's
right
not
there?
That I don't like the UFC. This is the pass.
Yeah, this is
this
nice.
Way he comes out. He steals the ball and he acts very cocky. Like he's like, "Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot."
Can we hear this? Can we hear it? You can't hear it, right? Okay,
it's all right. This is a visual. We'll
have to
one.
Do another time.
Yeah, Windy City Heat. If anybody hasn't seen it, Don Barris, some movie Don Barris did, Jimmy Kimmel.
If you haven't seen Windy City Heat, you don't know nothing.
The fucking funniest.
You don't know nothing.
That's what Gareth and I are talking about. It's here, Kyle, this is where he fucking.
It's the funniest movie ever. They just basically, they fuck with a guy named Perry for...
And they bring him food.
But then Don is asking for the way he, like, makes... It's really an amazing... It's also, and I don't even want to make it sound like it's super heady.
Don,
but it is
a
good study in the human ego in the entertainment business because the swell that comes out of this guy when he thinks he's starring in his own movie and talking about himself and the merchandise...
I love when they have their riders in their contracts, and then Perry's like, "What did he decide he was going to get?
Shampoo.
Shampoo.
He's meeting with a lawyer.
You want. Lawyer, have whatever you want. He's like, oh, I want a certain kind of shampoo. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
He's like, don't tell the other guys that I'm getting you shampoo, though.
I don't want them to know.
And he's like, okay.
They pull up with a Rolex and
Here's
a brand new motorcycle.
Sorry. Here's the pass real quick. Just...
Drilled them in the face.
I mean,
slow-mo is good, too.
Yeah, being hit in the face with a ball is such a... It is really, we've all had it. It's a very weird... And he gets him with a basketball right in
right
the cheek.
In the smoocher.
Sorry, you were saying.
Oh, that was so great.
I am excited that, by the way, who's back, ladies and gentlemen? GSP.
GSP is back.
3 years out, is that right?
Yeah.
3 years away. Four, I thought. I thought it was four. Is it three?
It's three.
Felt like four.
It sure did.
Yeah. He is awesome, though.
It's going to be interesting to see if it's passing by or not.
Who does he fight?
It's going to be
Doesn't
interesting.
It?
I don't know. There's a bunch of people. Who do you think he fights?
I hear Anderson Silva.
I don't think any of them are that exciting, though, do you?
Who don't you find exciting?
I don't find that exciting. I don't find him and Bisping exciting.
Why? Why don't you find that exciting?
If Bisping has the belt, it's exciting.
Is going. We know where this is going.
Is he listening?
If Bisping has the belt, it'd be exciting.
I wonder who this could be. Please welcome to the...
Because I'm GSP, Dynamite, GSP, and I win the fight.
GSP, hey, welcome to the show.
Back, everybody.
Congratulations, champ. Welcome back to the show, and welcome back to the UFC. We're very happy for you, man.
I have a multi-million-dollar contract. David Loazo will be back in the octagon.
Oh, is that part of the deal that your black friend from Canada has to fight, too?
I made sure that David was taken care of.
That's very good.
Unlike Ari Shaffir, you have to support your friends.
Oh, thank you, GSP.
Unlike Ari.
Yeah.
Like Sam Tripoli, you have to support
thank
your friends.
Yeah. You know, if Ari
that's
wasn't...
That's more of a making than a supporting.
If Ari wasn't in Thailand getting a sex change right now, I would have loved if he was here and heard you just give that zinger, champ.
Thank you very much for my first fight. Who do you guys... I'll take requests.
Well, who are you thinking? give us a few, because I hear Anderson Silva. That doesn't really excite me.
No. I was thinking about maybe being the first intergender champion.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
That's a good
maybe
first fight.
Maybe you versus Cyborg?
I like that.
I would entertain that. I would fight that new lady who beat Holly Holmes, who even bothers to know her name.
I like that, or like even smaller weight class, like...
Paige
I would,
Van Zandt.
Bring the violence to Joanna Violence.
Hey,
I
maybe
like
this.
That.
How about Paige Van Zandt and Joanna Violence versus George St. Pierre?
That's
two
interesting.
Two midget chicks versus
match.
One guy.
I'm ready for whatever. I want to make headlines. I would even fight, what's this Irish guy?
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor or the leprechaun from fucking... Nope. Okay. Go on.
I would fight this Conor McGregor guy. I would fight Michael Bisping, Yoel Romero, Chris Weidman.
Wow.
Nicholas Diaz.
You know who said outwardly...
Nicholas Diaz!
Outwardly that he wants to fight you yesterday is Johnny Hendricks. Which was your last
Johnny
fight.
Johnny Hendricks needs to put the fork down first and foremost and then worry about me.
Yeah, that was your last fight. I mean, not saying he retired you, champ, because you've been the champ the entire time, as we know on this show. But, yeah, he said he would love to fight you. And I think a lot of people are going to come out of the woodwork because it's going to be a big payday to whoever you fight.
Do you guys need to see that fight a third time?
I don't. That doesn't
what
interest
fight?
Me.
What fight?
Johnny Hendricks
and GSP.
GSP.
Why they fought twice? I thought they only fought once.
If Bisbing, if Bisbing has the belt, I'd like to see you get your belt back.
He's 185. This Bisbing guy is a champ.
Ish. But I guarantee you, you could be Bisbing. Who do you want to fight?
The guy who's kind of like him is Josh Koscheck. Yeah, he only fought Nick. He only fought Johnny Hendricks once.
Johnny Hendricks clearly won that fight, right? That's what happened?
Excuse me, I won that fight.
Sorry, I forgot you're on
you
the
phone. You did win the fight, but
fight, Nanny. She's just 209 till she dies. She has.
I love GSP.
She has it tattooed over her vajayjay, 209 till you die.
Well, I do have that, but I also have dinosaurs all over my apartment. I told you GSP comes over and plays with them with me.
Oh, wow.
I love velociraptors.
That makes sense. That's cute.
Do you have a new show coming out or a movie or something that I heard, George?
I was in Kickboxer Vengeance. I did some work with the great Steven Seagal in a movie of his. Everything is blossoming for me right now.
What is it like to work with Steven Seagal in this phase of his life? Where
it's
he looks
as
like
unpleasant
a...
as you would think. He needs oxygen to breathe on a tank.
Right. Yeah. No, I've seen. It is nice to hear that you're giving us a peek behind the curtain because it does seem like he's bloated and he's always wearing like fluorescent shades that you'd find in the as seen on TV section of
and
CBS.
Moo-moos. He's wearing moo-moos all the time, sold under the guise of its Asian attire. And but no, dude, that's fat guy clothes.
He calls them kamoo-moos. Kamoo-moos.
And we got the name of the episode. Thank you, George. Kamoo-moo's is wonderful.
They also need to have a horse on set to replenish his horse pube toupee constantly.
I bet they do. George, have you heard from the aliens? Have you been abducted lately? What do the aliens think about you coming back to the Octagon?
I make no decisions in life without consulting the aliens and my magic 8-ball. And the aliens weighed in heavily. They take 5% of my money.
The aliens take 5%?
They need a new spaceship. They've been having problems with theirs. So they're buying some money from me.
And they buy a lot of the stuff here to build the spaceship
with? Yeah, good question.
I guess AutoZone, I guess, is a big place for them.
They have a lot of stuff. I mean, if you're in the zone, it is AutoZone.
What's wrong with their ship that they can get fixed at an AutoZone?
They told me the muffler was broken. It's some of the stuff
that
I
is
don't understand, but
definitely
the
something
is
they can
them.
Get at AutoZone.
Are you sure again that these aliens aren't the Diaz brothers? A lot of times, you can really add it up, and they're not aliens. You're just
what sort of language do the aliens speak? I guess.
Oh, this is always good. Yeah, what are some of the things aliens say to you?
They called me last time and said,
What does that mean?
That was about the muffler, and they needed a new lighter for the car or ship, whatever.
For the ship.
And so are they supportive of your return?
They love it. They said they are ready and they want to ride the gravy train.
Oh, wow. So they're, as higher intelligent beings, they are fixated on this world and sort of the status that comes with the money. Yeah. So they're excited to sort of be in the winner's circle.
They told me their world is shit, so that this is all they have.
Okay, that's sad.
Their world is
shit. Sound a little down and out. I mean,
like aliens come here in a ship. The ship totally breaks down, and they're like,
"We need a new muffler." But man, I gotta tell you, why are we going black to planet?
These aliens are very similar to the Mexicans, right? Where they come from is shit. Their cars always break down.
Let me ask you this: if their ship hits another ship, do they pull over to talk insurance, or do they just keep driving the ship?
Yeah.
I think that is part of the problem with the money. They are wanted, I think, for several hit-and-run ship accidents.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're just driving a spaceship around
who
dinging fenders.
Who do you think you're going to fight? Who do you think you're going to fight, GSP?
Mufflers. What's the question?
Who do you think you're going to fight?
I think the UFC needs a big name right now. Connie Mack is thinks he's a boxer. Ronda is took her ball and went home.
Yep.
And in comes the three initials everyone loves, GSP.
Yep.
I need big fights only. Anderson Silva, Michael Bisping, only for belts or prestige.
Okay. How many fights do you think you have in you, sir?
49.
That is specific and high.
Yeah, it's very specific. But when you hear the four, you think, I don't know, four or five? Nope, 49.
I mean, Lou, look how many wins he had in a row. I mean, dude, in the UFC, that is really hard to do. He lost one fight in how many fights, dude? I mean, he fought
Sean. Nobody knows gymnastics like me. Nobody learned wrestling like me. Connie Mack says everyone wants to be like him, and they want to be a GSP. And this is a new trash-talking GSP.
Oh, is it? You rhyme,
everyone
too.
Is pussies.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's aggressive language. Now, GSP, can I make a suggestion? What if you fought Steven Seagal? Because it sounds like he's sort of, that might be a good easy W to start out with.
I like the sound of that.
You know, get the tank away from him.
He weighs 400 pounds. If they did a catch weight, I would consider it.
Right.
Catch weight of
right.
What, about 310?
Yeah.
390.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that can happen.
You think you could carb up that fast?
Yeah, you could gain 200 pounds.
I got a real question for you, GSP. You've worked with such great actors as Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Who was the better actor?
JCVD all the way. First of all, I love the initials. We had that in common.
Yep.
Second of all, he taught me how to mix computer spray and kitty litter together. It was unbelievable.
That's the shit.
I think the kids call that kitty flipping.
Yeah.
it took me to a whole new dimension.
Should you be doing that sort of stuff, though, as an
athlete?
Understandably, but still, I mean, just in general, I've heard you talk about this before, but is that a good thing for an athlete to be taking?
As a fighter, you need to do what makes you feel comfortable, and that is me being me. It's like asking me not to wear jean shorts and the belt at all times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's fair.
Are you going to come into the ring with the belt and the jean shorts on? I mean, technically, you don't have the belt. You're fighting for it. How are you going to play that?
I never lost, so the belt will be around my waist. I'll have my traditional karate gi on. It's the same GSP with a new twist.
Oh,
I like it. I like it, GSP. I like it a lot.
Well, you got.
I may even ride a dinosaur into the cage.
Wow. See, that's my friend.
That's who I'm talking about.
Now you're cooking with gas.
That's great.
Maybe
what
would you like to see? A T-Rex or maybe?
Oh, that's huge.
How about a
pterodactyl flying?
Yes,
it's gonna be tough to land.
Or like a brontosaurus.
Yeah,
like
I kind of want to see a brontosaurus and you Fred Flintstone down the neck
into
the octagon.
Can we sponsor you? Can our professional basketball team, the Boston Brontosauruses, can we sponsor your walkout?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you go to, if you want to get a t-shirt like GSP, we're going to send you one. Just, what's the t-shirt thing?
Allcomedytshirts.com.
Yeah, Red State t-shirt, the Brontosaurus, Boston Brontosaurus t-shirt, Sam Tripoli t-shirts. You can go there, get a t-shirt that's going to be for GSP, everybody. Look at that. Oh, so many t-shirts.
I need to clean my car too, so they would make a good chamois.
Okay. Well,
good chamois and good for cum.
Good for cum. Good for cum.
That is a good selling point. Where is Ari Scheifer?
We're not too sure, but he's in China, to the best of our knowledge. Or I've also heard...
He's going to the shirt factory.
He's going to...
Yeah, Red Country Ari? Is that the new shirt?
That is the new shirt. He's a communist now. And he went over to make sure all of the little four-year-olds that are sewing our shirts together are doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I follow this man on social media, so let me get this straight. He will not use it, but he will use another person's account.
Pretty stupid, huh?
Yeah.
And
sounds like he found a Jewish loophole.
He did find a Jewish loophole.
A Jew-pole.
And the funny thing is, he says he's off the grid, and I don't use smartphones. I don't believe in them. I only have a flip phone. In one of the pictures, he's holding somebody's smartphone.
Right.
Oh, whether it's his
God.
Or not.
Oh.
Some fan pointed that out. They like circled it and blew it up. And if you look in his hand in one of those pictures, yeah. Ari is holding an iPhone.
I bet any chance he gets, he's grabbing people's cell phones. Like, let me just see it. Let me see
well, that's
what's
like
going
when
on.
You quit smoking yeah. at first. You quit smoking and then you yeah. just go out to bars. You're like, can I get a smoke? I quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, so you're just an asshole. Sorry, GSP.
Do you think we should kill this guy?
No.
Maybe
he wants to fight Ari as his comeback.
Hey, what about that? What about Ari gets back from his who knows where he is, and you just kick the living fuck out
and
of him,
And Ari's
GSP.
Turning into a woman, and he wants to fight a woman, so it's kind of perfect.
You are right.
I think Ari needs to fight Sam Tripoli first, and winner maybe will get a shot at me.
They're
supposed to fight. Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, Ari. Hey, did someone tweet?
Well, make it a little more shit talky, right?
Ari, I'll kick your Jew ass.
There we go. There's my Sammy. There's my trips. There's
will
my trip.
Will you fly
daddy.
To Thailand to fight him on an elephant's back, like I was in the movie Kickboxer?
Umbak. I'll do a little umbak. I'll fight on an elephant. Street Fighter
stuff. That would be a good idea. Take him off guard. And I see Nari's anatomy. I would go mainly below the belt.
Wow. Yeah, and like just it. Work his balls like a speed bag.
Right,
like
if they're it. Still there.
I like it. I like
kick him
lot.
In the stomach. I've been watching fights. That man Derek Lewis almost shit his shorts.
Yeah, dude, he knocked out Travis Brown. He shit it. He said the reason he's holding his stomach is he's trying not to shit his pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I thought he was hurt.
I saw him backstage once eating 7-Eleven nachos before the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Should you be doing that? Wait, now, wouldn't you hold your butt over your stomach if you were trying to shit your pants?
That's how he looked. He was turned over this for a while.
You ever had oh man, you're clenching those cheeks holding that bag, buying time?
You know this, if you travel, you're every 2 days you're almost shitting your pants.
Where's
look at his right hand.
Oh!
Oh, wow. That is a smartphone.
That's a smartphone in his right hand.
He's hiding it.
And he's hiding it.
Look how happy he is.
Yeah, he is hiding it.
He loves his vacation.
I don't want anyone to know. I have an orange dildo and a smartphone.
It is an orange dildo right there.
He has an orange.
I'm online right now. I'm a computer whiz, if you don't know that. And that phone is registered to Ari Shafir.
Wow.
He's just ignoring
it. That was fast, too.
That was hat. That's fast. That's amazing.
Right now, he's in Thailand. He's in a massage parlor. I hacked the camera phone on it.
Has he been jerked off in the massage parlor?
What's amazing about Ari is he has new facial hair in every picture. How does he do it?
Maybe I've always said there's three Aris.
I've said that
and
too.
Every photo that he's in, he's with somebody that looks like his manager, but it isn't him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a motley crew.
Ari will not anyone on. This is not happening.
What's the chances of Ari banging that chick behind her?
100.
I like it. What 100. Do you got?
I've heard Ari on he leads the conversation with, hello, I am Ari from Comedy Central.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
At least he says his name before Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Look at, and this is how stupid Ari is. Look at his socks. Who in the fuck would wear socks like that? Oh, wait, that's not the socks.
Yeah, hang on,
I blew it up too big.
Sorry, what about this belt?
No.
What ugly knees, though, huh? What ugly-ass knees?
Yeah, terrible socks.
What ugly-ass fucking knees? That guy's got ugly knees.
All right, okay, yeah. That's definitely different size
of
his balls.
Of all the body parts of Ari to attack, I think knees is probably the last. Wait.
Cow nuts and ass pussy.
Can we put that on a t-shirt? Funny. Cow nuts and ass pussy. Put that on a t-shirt.
Look, we were all tagged in
it. Ass pussy?
Yeah, I saw that before.
Guys, hey, Gay Jesus, GSP. Sorry about that. We love that you're back. We got to start taking calls. People are calling in left and right. Last 20 minutes, our first calls. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
God bless Canada.
God bless Canada.
Good luck to you.
Hey, congratulations to you, GSP. I'm glad you're back.
Guys, go to punchdrunksports.com. Use the Amazon links. Buy all your stuff you need to buy on Amazon. Help us out. Use our link. And also Caveman Coffee for all your coffee needs, coffee, teas, whatever. Use Punch Drunk and you'll get 10% off your coffee things.
15%.
Let's go to the Caveman Coffee Hotline. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports and Gary.
Gareth.
Gary.
Gareth.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to talk Las Vegas hockey since Sam likes Las Vegas. See what he thinks about that new. Yeah.
The Black Knights or the Dark Knights or the Golden Knights?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I think it's the...
I just wanted to see if he's actually going to be able to fucking get into it now that he has a team in Las Vegas. And one of you guys will be into hockey now.
Dude, we would talk a lot of hockey if we knew everybody liked hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like it. I've got a whole bunch of my friends into it recently, trying to get more people into it. So
what we'll do is once or twice a month, we'll have Joe call in. We'll do 10 minutes of hockey for you and a couple people in the 702. What do you think of that?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I hate to name the Golden Knights. I think it's stupid, but I'm glad they got a team. They could go. I'm telling you, man, I'm pushing this Shogun, this something Shogun. It's just a bunch of samurais running around. People love martial arts movies.
For the hockey team.
For a hockey team, yeah. Basketball team, any team.
Yeah.
Shogun.
Yeah, yeah.
They're dressed in the Shogun.
Yeah, samurais would definitely be a lot better.
Do you have any thoughts on episode of the year real quick? We're taking calls on episode of the year. What was your favorite episode?
Probably my most recent favorite one was probably having Mickey Gall in there. That was pretty good because I'm a little newer. I'm all over the place. I just started listening to like some of the original ones, like when GSP first started calling in.
Oh, you go way back.
And Tom Dumpster and all that shit. Yeah, I'm going back deep and catching my way up.
Well, dude, we're glad you're listening. We hope you enjoy it, and we appreciate your support, and thanks for calling in. And I promise you we will do more of hockey. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Next up. Hey, you're on with Gary, everybody. It's Gary. And
hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing, man?
Hey,
it's an honor, y'all. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in the Punch Drunks with Gary. What was your favorite episode?
Probably Gay Jesus, huh?
Gay Jesus?
That?
Well, which Gay Jesus? He's been on a
so
couple
many.
Times. So you're saying anytime Gary's been on the podcast, that's your favorite episode of all time?
No, I'm not saying that.
Look, you can say that. Don't listen to Sam lead you away from this path of brilliance.
We're just trying to figure out, man, because we've got to put some selections together. What is your? You got to think about it. There's
Gay
a
Jesus.
Lot of good ones.
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. GSP. How about that? That's even better.
Okay, that's
so
caller of the year.
Today? So today's his favorite show?
GSP is really good.
Nice today, like, oh, yeah.
I love how nobody's listening
to Canadian, guys. I'm sorry. I got to support Canada, okay?
Listen. Look, things are good for you right now, okay? We're in a trash fire down here trying to figure it out.
Okay, man. What are some good ones? All right, thanks for calling in, dude.
See you guys. How are we going, brother?
See you, bud.
Next up, we're looking for episodes, your favorite episodes. What are they? You're on with Punch Drunk and Gary. What do you want? What's your favorite episode? Give us something good. There's been so many good ones.
Favorite episode is probably when Brody freaked out on Tate.
Oh, that's a good one.
Weird.
Tate, Brody, freak out, walk out. Tripoli comes back. What happened? What
Brody,
happened?
Oh, yeah, and on... Bag of Bets, you guys forgot to put in the hot and spicy. What's the fucking the Shaq commercials? What the fuck did I?
What?
What? I don't know.
Dude, are you having a mini heart attack halfway through? Nobody's saying, how about the fart funnel, the Sonny Diaz? There's a great one, Homo Comedic.
The
that
pube
was
beard
fun.
Is pretty
the
good.
Picture of the
Which
Sam's face
he
when he
about?
Has the pube beard.
Lincoln.
Dude, it's
Puberham
just,
Lincoln.
And Sam trying to smile.
It was. I always described it the same way, which is like, you know when you put a sweater on a dog for the first time and he just doesn't move? Like, what's happening right now?
I was thinking of what does it remind me of, like an animal. It is what an animal is like, hey, why?
Yeah.
Okay, your vote,
I guess
buddy.
I'm a reindeer
buddy,
now.
Your vote. What is your vote?
Happy holiday.
Yeah.
What's your vote?
So it's definitely Brody Stevens. Though,
Brody probably. Stevens, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the support.
Yes.
Next up. Thanks, man. You're the best. Call in. What is your favorite episode of all time?
Dude, it's got to be Touch Butt with Dorks.
Touch Butt with Dorks is good.
Describe the episode. What was it?
That was when the Diaz brother was talking shit about... He's like, yeah, dog, I'm training with my real bros, and you're just in the park playing touch butt with dorks.
Touch butt with dorks. Is anyone writing these down? Touch butt with dorks.
I got that one,
Abraham Lincoln.
You're writing that down, right?
That's loaded.
Touch, are you writing these down?
Totally.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're just I am too.
Yeah. Boats and,
what's that?
I can write touch butt in the park. That's an easy thing to write down.
All right, touch butt with Dorks. Thanks for calling in, bud. We appreciate it. Next up, we got some everyone's all. What's your favorite episode? You're here with Gary. If you want to talk to Gary, right. Have any questions about the dollop, his tours, Puddlers. Gay bar, Taco Boss, give it up. What do you got? What's your favorite episode?
Yeah. I like Steve Pukazizi.
Pukazizi,
oh, yeah.
That was a great one. That was a great one where Steve almost threw up. You remember that one?
That's amazing.
And then I almost threw up because I don't handle puking well.
You're the best person to have around a puker.
Where anytime Steve comes on, we try to talk about something that we know will make him throw up.
Right.
And Ari pulled his... Ari banged a chick who had a bloody tampon. He kept the bloody tampon.
Oh, God, that was so gross.
And he showed it to Steve that was for his butthole.
That's why I thought it was real, too.
No, he put ketchup on a tampon and then was licking it.
I can say it's
Pew Graham Lincoln was great. I love Pukazizi. It was a great episode.
That looks like an open casket of a jazz musician that overdosed. But it's like that's how he's just laying in his
casket. Tonight we lay to rest Whistles McGee.
I know.
Man played a sick harp and couldn't grow a beard.
All right, man. That was a great. Thanks for tuning in, man. We really appreciate your support, dude. Next up. What's your favorite episode?
If we're going to go with the classics,
hold on. Bob, what?
Puberham Lincoln.
Puberham Lincoln?
But I also, the Ren is Easy for most recent episodes, probably.
I think Puberham Lincoln and Ren is Easy are right around the same time.
Oh, right on.
Well, I mean, Ren is Easy was just here. If you're talking about the most recent one, it was like 2 weeks ago.
No, we're talking Puke is Easy.
Puke
is Easy was 205.
I had the tampon.
That
was
two
times ago. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't mess with him last time.
We didn't because he's promoting his thing. And Lincoln was when
It was supposed to be a clean episode.
It was a couple months after.
Oh,
it wasn't
clean episode.
That far away.
Yeah, it was 2 ago.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you remember Ari, I'm sorry? What was that about? Was that where he apologized to you?
Which one? Ari, I'm sorry?
I don't remember.
No.
Ari's new golf pants out. So much good stuff. So much good stuff. Hey, dude, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate your support. Are you going to vote for the Punchies?
Oh, yeah. Ari did apologize to me once. So I was like, what are you talking about?
The Punchies.
The Punchies. The new Punchies Awards. We're going to be at the Punchie Award.
When is that?
It's going to be within a month. The new website's up in a month, and you'll be able to vote there. We're just throwing it out there so people can
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting.
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting the Punchies. We might bring back Gary to do it.
It's actually Gareth. I hate to beat a dead horse that I worked with on the Goldbergs. That's a penis. I'm good.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You're the best.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you. You have to come
support.
Back and announce it. You're really good at it.
Does anyone else's balls hang much farther?
Not like that.
Like, much farther.
Not like
dick?
That.
You're on with Gary from the Dollop. What's your favorite episode?
Brenton.
Definitely the fart funnel.
He wanted to show you.
We're up
his
for
balls.
Fart funnel. Fart funnel
whenever,
is.
Whenever Sam got pissed,
Ari
was just like, are you mad because you're sucking an ass out of a grown man?
I'm working.
A fart out of a grown man's asshole.
You like
fart
that one.
Funny.
You like that. That made you like that? Huh?
You like
yeah,
that?
Dude.
That's you. That's you after the fart games. You like that? What? Yeah.
I love you guys.
Thank you, dude. We love you, too. Thanks for tuning in. It means a lot to us. Next up. We're getting votes for episode of the year. Or do you have a category, a category for the Punchies maybe we missed?
Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to go ahead and give that another vote, boys.
Okay. Welcome, Cousin Jeb.
Now, Cousin Jeb, congratulations. What I understand is you have finally had a match on Tinder.
Yeah, I did, boys, and I was too pussy to fall in on it. I even tried to call and get my mom to back me up on the way and everything in case shit got real, if I got stabbed or something, but I just couldn't bow up and do it.
Stop. I have so many questions
Hold
about
on.
That last
Can
sentence.
I say something real quick before we get into this? Can I nominate an episode? Double Jeopardy? You remember when two Jebs were on together?
Yeah, but that was like 2015.
No, when was Double Jeopardy? How long ago was that? Yeah, that was 2015.
2 years ago.
Well, still, it's time.
I still want to put up. It should be since the last award show, which was many moons ago.
I mean, yeah. But that opens up. I would change every category then if it's everything that's ever happened on Punch Drunk.
We'll re-announce them.
Let's start over. Let's start the whole show over. Let's start back from the guys. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. Gareth isn't here. Fight Nanny's probably out gobbling cock somewhere.
Is that how it starts?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll hear it.
Oh, so it's been 2 years.
Three. So anything that's happened in the last 3 years is open.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I mean, I'm fine with it.
I mean, that's currently what it is. Half of the categories have happened in 2014.
Maybe every show gets a medal.
It does come across.
It's like a fun run.
Guys,
we haven't done
remember when it was 2014 and we had good episodes?
What?
What did we, children, everybody gets an award?
Oh, look at him. God. Show me your bloody tampon, sir.
Uncle Jeb, what's going on? Real quick.
Yes. No,
we're running out of stuff. We're running out of time.
Are we?
Y'all need to practice safety with power tools. I about cut my fucking fingers again in the backyard making a shelf for my room. You know, hey, I already did that shit in high school, but Allstate paid me pretty good.
Okay, I understand that. I got a question for you. Now, you just said a lot. But you said that you finally got one match on Tinder. And, hey, should I raw dog it?
Yeah.
Or should I use a condom? And I believe that's rhetoric.
Yeah.
because. But
nice of you to be so polite, man.
I know. My question to you is, what happened? Did you go on a date? And how did you – you were saying your mother got involved somehow?
Yeah, boys, I've been watching a lot of random horror movies, and I watched that Split movie and a couple other ones, these hostage shits, and I was picturing me, you know, getting hostage situation like a Super 8 or something.
Yeah.
Held up with her boyfriend. I ain't trying to go through that shit.
Okay, so you watched.
I like it.
You were finally going to get pussy. You watched a couple hostage movies, and then you started thinking, which any right sane person would.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I hope this pussy.
I was ready, hook, line, and sinker until she sent me this fucking shady video chat request thing. I knew I was probably one thing away from her wanting my debit card and my. You know what I'd made my whole life.
Or she was checking to make sure you were real, too, and just wanted to face
you. I want to nominate somebody. Rogan and the Three Diazes. That was a great
episode. That might be a good idea next time, that you guys look at each other and make sure you're real and then meet up.
Yeah.
Do you want to find love, Jeb?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I actually do, man. I've been hanging around all the people that they're having these kids, and I'm getting kind of envious. I never thought this day would come, but I can't imagine the fucking day me having a kid, though.
I think you would be a great father.
You'd pass out with Cheerios on the floor with them.
Sure would. Yeah, absolutely.
That's it does get high sometimes when I eat like one of them big family-sized things, M&M's.
Hey,
that too.
Hey, man, let me
you're eating for two, Jeb.
Real quick, Jeb, what is your favorite episode?
Abraham Lincoln, because I was.
Yeah, there we go. We were never going to get out of that. That was just going to keep going and keep going. Do we have any more calls?
What do you call it?
The jazz musician call of puberty.
Yeah. Patchy Adams.
You're going to love this next, diddy.
This next song's by my.
I'm having my harmonica's got some of the pubic in it again. Clogging
well,
up
guys,
the F.
It's been a wonderful episode.
Well, we're in summation mode.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Aaron gave me this.
He might want an orange whip.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, you want a nomination? Is that what you're saying? Why don't you give everybody a quick
He wants personality of the year.
I'm proud of the nomination I have. I would love some more baseball talk.
Let's talk some baseball. We got 5 minutes left. What do we got?
How about those Cardinals?
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you see the new gloves?
Everyone's got new gloves.
Exactly.
Wilson.
It's hot. It's hot.
And that was our baseball talk for the day.
That's big.
Real hot. In there. The Brewers are going to suck again this year, but that's fine.
Hey, as long as Bernie's in the beer.
That's all that matters.
As long as the beer's cold. Right?
Final thoughts, Gary.
Boy, it's actually Garrett, Sam. I guess I could stick with that as my final thought. It's been a pleasure. I've got goosebumps over the announcements. Aaron's the dark horse in the running. Always good to talk to Gay Jesus. GSP, I got your back. I love you, Teeb. I love you, Sam. I love everybody here at Punch Drunk. I'll blow anyone.
Okay. Final thoughts.
Beautiful. You don't want to personally say you love me? I'm a little offended.
Oh, I love
her name is Candace.
I love you, sis.
Remember.
Sis.
Candace.
I love you.
Candace.
I love you too,
sis.
Brother. Thank
Candace.
You.
Candace.
I needed validation.
Thoughts, oh. Candace. Final thoughts.
That was my thought.
Okay.
Just hurt.
Tebow.
I like Gary.
I like Garrett.
It's actually
Garrett.
It's
been a great episode, guys.
Urethra.
No,
support us, supporting you, support us. Thanks for listening to Punch Drunk, where winners win. We'll see you guys next week.